information you need.
And Kirk will give you all of the day's entertainment news.
And it's all wrapped up in half an hour. The news and weather you need.
What will you do with the extra hour? Join Mark Kobrick, Bozzy Kanani, Kathy Sabin, and Kirk Montgomery for a new option. 9 News at 9 on KTVD by 20.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhoads, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder, and broadcasting in HD.
Space shuttle mission scrubbed.
Shuttle Atlantis grounded for today, maybe for weeks.
The president on Guantanamo.
A new approach to terror trial.
Was it ignored?
A warning 2 years before that deadly Com Air crash.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Space Shuttle Atlantis will stay on the launch pad for at least another day. Live to the Kennedy Space Center and CBS's Peter King. Peter, it's not Mother Nature this time. What's the problem?
Well, a possible short circuit in one of the shuttle's three power-generating fuel cells. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
They don't know what's causing that. It could be debris in the fuel cell that's causing a little short. But that's something they're going to have to go debate. Can they fly as is, or do they need to make repairs?
They're talking about it right now. That fuel cell is located below the shuttle's cargo bay. Fixing it would mean moving Atlantis back to the vehicle assembly building. It would also postpone the launch possibly until late October, putting NASA further behind in completing the International Space Station. Live at the Kennedy Space Center, Peter King, CBS News.
Well, a day after issuing new counterterrorism strategies, the president is poised to unveil plans for terrorism trials at Guantanamo. Let's go live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Nick, the administration needs this new approach because the Supreme Court struck down planned military tribunals. The new plan calls for modified court-martial procedures. Today's speech comes as the president refocuses on Osama bin Laden. He mentioned the al-Qaeda chief 17 times in a speech yesterday. Former Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge believes the terror leader's role has changed.
Bin Laden is much an aspirational leader as he is a tactical and strategic one.
Intel experts believe bin Laden is still hiding in the remote Pakistan-Afghanistan border region. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
There are new marching orders for the troops. A revised Army field manual will be released today that requires all detainees to be given the protection of the Geneva Conventions. Using hoods, military dogs to threaten prisoners, and other controversial interrogation measures will be banned. Amid the outpouring of sympathy for crocodile hunter Steve Irwin, who was killed by a stingray Monday, his father spoken publicly for the first time.
Steve knew the risks involved with the type of work he was doing, and he wouldn't have wanted it any other way.
And Bob Irwin says he doesn't believe his son would have wanted a state funeral.
He's just an ordinary bloke, and he wants to be remembered as an ordinary bloke.
Australian Broadcasting says Irwin's wife, Terry, has turned down the offer of a state funeral. A medical menace is making a deadly comeback around the world. Live to CBS News correspondent Jim Chenevy. Jim, this is a new strain of TB?
A new extremely deadly strain, Nick, and that's because, as the World Health Organization put it, it's virtually untreatable. XDR-TB, that stands for extreme drug resistant. It's been detected around the world, including in the U.S., Eastern Europe, and Africa, and is resistant to all first-line treatments for tuberculosis and at least three of the six second-line treatments. TB experts meeting right now in South Africa to discuss just what to do about it.
It's no secret that the drugs known as statins can reduce levels of bad cholesterol by as much as 70%. So now researchers in Houston say there is an added benefit. Work done at the Methodist DeBakey Heart Center shows combination statin therapy can also reduce inflammation that can lead to coronary disease. Hearings begin today as an FDA advisory panel weighs whether millions of Americans are at risk because of the fillings in their teeth. Correspondent Barry Bagnato is on the CBS Health Watch.
In a draft report to the advisory panel, the FDA says 34 recent studies show that silver amalgam fillings containing mercury pose no significant health threat. Last week, Dr. Ed Hewlett's son had a checkup.
I'm very disappointed to say that despite my best efforts, he had a couple of cavities.
Hewlett is a dentistry professor at UCLA.
I have no reservation to have silver amalgam placed in his little cavities.
A group called the Mercury Health Project promises to present evidence that female dental assistants are being harmed. It wants the FDA to ban the use of mercury fillings in pregnant women. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
This hour brought to you by McStain Homes.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Jury selection now underway for the trial of the man accused of killing a Denver police officer. Raul Gomez Garcia charged with killing Detective Donnie Young and wounding his partner Jack Bishop in May of a year ago. The detective's widow, Kelly Young, tells our partners at 9 News that she's been bracing herself for the trial ever since then.
I know it's going to be very difficult. I know we're going to hear a lot of really tough stuff.
If convicted, Gomez-Garcia could face life in prison. U.S. Senator Wayne Allard announcing $1 million check from the feds to combat the bark beetle in the Rocky Mountain region.
Region 2 includes the states of Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wyoming.
He says this is in addition to the $500,000 approved last April. And finally, Jake Plummer is headed to court. The attorney for the Bronco quarterback says they couldn't work out a deal with prosecutors in an alleged road rage case, which means a trial is a go for the end of the month. That's your AM 760 local news update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Good morning. Well, we did have one fender bender affecting your early morning ride westbound I-76 at Pecos. Not a big deal and nothing to really slow you down through there right now. T-Rex crews were pulling the last of the restrictions along I-25. They did have some ramp closures last night and at least one lane blocked on the northbound side. Again, no problems for you. CDOT crews were out near 120th as well, so just watch out for them. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes today.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-344-9121. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Interesting stories now coming out about this, that maybe these two guys that were involved in this weren't as innocent as they once seemed. Bill Johnson has got a column on it in the Rocky Mountain News. I've got a letter the source gave me from the district attorney, Bonnie S. Rosnick, and I'll read you some of that. On their side of the story and what they say happened, and then you can decide for yourself and call up and comment about whether you think these guys getting 6 months in the slammer and charged with a felony, whether you think that that was too much or not. The other thing is the Center for American Progress and thinkprogress.org has launched a drive, which I'm really hot about this, has launched a drive to try to convince ABC to change or fix the factual errors in their docudrama that's coming up starting on Sunday on 9/11. They're going to air this on September 10th and 11th. Now, a ranking member of the House Rules Committee from New York, Democratic Congresswoman Louise Slaughter, who's been on this show before, called on the ABC to run disclaimers during its upcoming two-night broadcast of the docudrama, The Path to 9/11, which a lot of us have said we're concerned that there's inaccuracies blaming President Clinton and praising Bush for everything related to the tragic events of September 11, 2001. Slaughter says ABC has a responsibility to make clear that this film is not a documentary and does not represent an official account of the facts surrounding September 11th attacks. Representative Slaughter said this in a statement that she released on her website. Disclaimers noting that The Path to 9/11 is a docudrama should be shown throughout its airing, Slaughter continued, and we've yet to establish the impartiality or the accuracy of the people behind the film and the claim that it advances that the American people need to know that. And I'll tell you something, the promos that are running on ABC, I mentioned this yesterday, the promos that are running on ABC, those promos claim that this is patterned after the 9/11 Commission report, and it isn't, from what I can tell from having read advanced information about it. The Daily Variety earlier yesterday reported that ABC would be airing the miniseries without advertisements. We've spent $30 million on this, and we're putting it out without commercials, explained ABC. It's important, and we think it speaks for itself. On Wednesday, the New York Times reports that ABC has planned to run a disclaimer with the broadcast, reminding viewers that the movie was not a documentary. Slaughter also questioned the timing of the broadcast, which comes 6 weeks before the midterm elections. You know what? I question that as well. And how many people are going to watch this thing and not realize that it is a docudrama, that they're going to take it for what it is? And we had a caller yesterday, and it was on the Daily Kos yesterday, that Scholastic Books is putting out guides and primers for teachers to discuss this docudrama in the classroom. And I participated in the online campaign yesterday, and I sent it to a ton of my friends. And it's just got a little thing where you fill out your email address and your zip code. And I think that's all it asks for. And I may ask for one more thing. And then it's a email letter addressed to Bob Iger, the head of ABC. I, in addition to that, also sent a letter to Bob Iger saying, as a former ABC employee and a shareholder in the Walt Disney Company, and I don't have that many shares. I mean, I really don't. You know, it was one of these things where they offer it to you, you get into it, and then at some point Mary and I just stopped. And so it's not that much. I can't even tell you how much it is. That's how small it is. And we get reminders every once in a while that we have it. But I sent him an email. And I said, you know what? I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed that you'd put this kind of thing on. I'm ashamed that you'd go ahead and do this. So coming up later on this half hour, we're going to have Judd Legum on. And Judd's going to talk a little bit about the center's drive. And hopefully we can get you involved. And hopefully we can get you in on this, and you'll be willing to take a few minutes out of your day today just to go to the site and fill out the email form and email it in. And I'm going to keep reminding you about this all the way up until the weekend, because I think it's important that we stand up and that we fight back this kind of inaccuracy in the media. Now, I don't know exactly what's in this thing. I haven't seen it. All I've read is synopses of it, and I've read people's online comments about it. And I know that conservatives, like the people with Human Events, are extremely, extremely happy with this movie, and that it was written by a right-wing screenwriter. So we'll see. We'll try to unravel some of that this morning. So that's part of what we got going on. That and the Steamboat Springs story. You know, then the other thing I want to tell you real briefly here, and I'm going to say this again, too. I got a couple of things here. First of all, I did not watch Katie Couric last night. I blew it off. Here's why. A caller called here, and they were absolutely correct. Thursday, Rush Limbaugh will be on there giving a commentary. Now, Katie Couric and CBS are not fools. They want Limbaugh's 20 million listeners. But you know something? I don't want to see that blowhard. Or as Keith Olbermann calls him, comedian Rush Limbaugh. I have nothing. His take on life is so distorted, and so out there. So you know what, Katie? I mean, if you want to be a prostitute for 20 million listeners, then I guess that's what you'll have to do. But you'll have to leave me out of it. So I just won't deal with it. And goodbye, and see you. And who cares? The other thing out there, besides the Katie Couric situation and me getting suckered on that late yesterday by giving her a benefit of the doubt, the other thing that's going on out there is some good news. And the good news is the following, that Angie Piccioni, in her congressional race against Marilyn Manson Musgrave, has raised now over $1 million. And these congressional candidates that are running need all of the money they can get their hands on to fight an air war, which is, I know all of us sit back and we hate the advertisements on the radio, and we hate the advertisements on TV, and we hate all of this stuff. But you know what? In order to win office in the year 2006, under the way the system stands now, candidates have to have considerable war chests, and they have to have volunteers. And Angie has reached the 1 million mark. But she needs more. We need to get Ed Perlmutter up there. And he needs volunteers, and he also needs money. And we also have to think about Jay Fawcett and Bill Winter. Both of them need volunteers, and they need money. I can only ask you to do what you can do. And if it sounds like I'm being a pitch man here for these people, I am. With all of my heart, you know, this early in the morning, I'm asking you, if it's just $25, if it's just $50, if it's just answering the phones, if it's just handing out leaflets, if it's just walking the precinct, if it's just walking the district, whatever it is you can do, we need to turn this country around in November. And you know something? It doesn't do us any good to sit here every single day and talk about how awful it is, and how bad it is, and how terrible it is, if we don't have any plans to do anything. And you know something? We got to move forward. So, please. And I follow what I preach. I mean, Mary and I have been contributing. I've been telling you this over and over again. And you know what? You need to, too. If it's just $25, if it's just $50, pick a congressional candidate You know, like I've latched on to Angie Piccioni. I've latched on to Bill Winter. I've latched on to Ed Perlmutter. I've latched on to Jay Fawcett. So, you know what? Get involved in their campaigns. Even if it's just to go to their website today, use your Visa or MasterCard or your American Express card, and give them a little operating cash because they need the money for the air wars. We need to make this competitive. We can take these districts. We can make this happen. But you know what? We got to stand shoulder to shoulder. We got to stand together. And all of the disagreements that we have here, Monday through Friday, and the little factional things that we fight over, let's drop them on this and stand shoulder to shoulder and get these people elected. I don't know of any other way to ask you. And I'm going to ask again later on this morning the exact same message. We need to make this happen. It's our country, and we need to take control of it. And this country is worth dying for. This country is worth fighting for. And these people are worth getting elected. And go look at their backgrounds. Go look at their bios. They're all great people. So once again, Angie Piccioni, Ed Perlmutter, Bill Winter, Jay Fawcett, all of them. Send them something. Let's help them get elected. All right. That's my electioneering for this.
Now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-220-1174. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8830. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
Each office independently owned and operated.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 624, 24 minutes after 6, high today 81, partly sunny skies as the sun begins to start to creep up. here along the Front Range. The other thing I wanted to tell you, speaking of election campaigns, I want to tell you real quick, is that I don't know if you've seen this television ad. I have not seen it. I believe it's on TV. I think there's also a 30-second radio ad running, too. This is an attack on Bill Ritter by the Trailhead Group. The Trailhead Group, our friends at the Trailhead Group, who just don't know how to play honest-to-God politics, do they? They don't know how to tell the truth. And their attack on Ritter was criticized yesterday on the front page of the Denver Post as being highly inaccurate. It falsely portrays Ritter's record of prosecuting criminals. We're going to have Pat Walk on a little bit later on this morning. She is, of course, chair of the Colorado Democratic Party. She's filed an affidavit with the Denver District Attorney, Mitch Morrissey, asking for an investigation and prosecution of the Trailhead Group for false campaign ads targeting Bill Ritter. If you see these ads, and if your friends see these ads about Bill, these ads are absolutely not true. And once again, we're going to have Pat on, and once again, we're trying to go rounds here with the Trailhead Group, which has been, you know, which throws mud like there's no tomorrow. And they've been doing it now for a long, 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 long time. Now, Mary and I hope that the Democratic Party gets this thing going, and they should be getting it going pretty soon. Mary and I chipped in and bought a robocall program for the Democratic Party so that they could get their own robocalls going. Similar to what the Trailhead Group does, but in a different context, not the same way that the Trailhead Group does, which is obviously not campaigning. So we're trying to fight fire with fire on this. But we'll have Pat Walk on to talk about it. The other thing is I put this in the promo. This is also coming up later on this morning. I put this in the promo about Democrats and religion. You know, most people feel, a leading poll shows that only 1 in 4 Americans view the Democratic Party as friendly to religion. And we're going to get on former chairman of the Democratic Party, David Wilhelm, a broad-based group of Christian activists are starting an internet effort to organize religious voters who might have views, whose views might be compatible with the Democrats. We're not going to have David Wilhelm on. We're going to have, who are we having on, Senator? Yeah, so the co-chair, Reverend Senator Roy Herron. Is going to come on from, he's the Democratic floor leader in the Tennessee Senate, and he's going to come on to talk about this, and we're going to talk about this whole mixture of religion and progressive and liberal politics, because many times, and I got another email about this the other day, many times whenever you talk about authoritarian right-wing Christian religion, and I'm talking about the religion, the hardcore Christian religious right, I'll always get an email from somebody saying, well, you see, you're another example of why I can't affiliate with the Democratic Party. You're another example of why there's no place for us because of your views on religion. And people always take that as being a mainstream situation, that I'm taking a shot at mainstream religion. And I'm not taking a shot at mainstream religion, and I never have taken a shot at mainstream Christianity. And I've always tried to make it really, really clear about who I'm talking about. And the fact is that, you know, you read books by guys like Jim Wallis and others. There is plenty of room in the Democratic Party and in the progressive circles and on the left for people who have a very, very strong belief in religion. And there's nothing wrong with having a strong belief on religion. As I indicated to a guy very shortly in an email that I sent to him yesterday, where he was objecting to all of this, and I said, you know what, I don't care what religion it is that you practice, what you believe, as long as you honor the Bill of Rights, and as long as you can read the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, and as long as you understand that there is separation of church and state. And what you get from these very, very hard right authoritarian Christians and hard right authoritarian politicians, because they play to their very, very hard right Christian base, what you get from those people is the same story over and over again. Well, there is no separation, and it's a lie. I mean, Catherine Harris, who's running for Senate in Florida, who won the primary last night and is going to get her butt waxed by Bill Nelson, you know, made the statement last week about that, about, you know, electing only, you know, moral men and electing only, and I'm paraphrasing her, you know, men with religious backgrounds, and about how, and this, you know, this whole thing that she specifically stated that there is that the separation of church and state is a lie. And, you know, as long as you respect the Bill of Rights, as long as you respect the First Amendment to the Constitution, then there's no problem. I don't see any problem at all. I don't care where you belong, whether you are evangelical, whether you belong to Islam, whether you are a Jew, whether you're a Christian scientist, whether you're a Mormon. It doesn't make any difference to me as far as I can see. I think everybody's welcome who wants to participate, just as long as you understand that single rule about the separation of church and state, and you don't care, you know, and you don't try to say that it's either your way or the highway like these authoritarians do. So we'll be talking about that this morning as well. So we got a lot of stuff to get into here this morning. And it took me, what, 20 minutes here to explain all of it and to get in all of it. Plus, as a special added treat this morning, when we find time to squeeze it in, and we will, Keith Olbermann had another great op-ed comment about George W. Bush's speech yesterday. And we'll play Keith's editorial comment from Countdown last night. We'll replay that for you, too, like we did the other one. So you got plenty of reasons to stick around with us here this morning. 6:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with Gina.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm great.
Well, is the sun up yet? It's barely up,
barely.
Right?
Barely. A little cloudy, too.
A little cloudy up, but it's just barely up. And does that, I see that the university was again closed this morning.
Sorry.
What is the deal? I thought T-Rex is done. What is the deal that they can't work out the university situation?
Yeah, we thought they were too. Those are the unofficial closures last night.
Oh, what's the difference between an unofficial and an official?
I don't know. It's officially done, but then you have those unofficial restrictions. So, anyway, we still had a lot of that going on last night along I-25, actually, both directions. It shouldn't be bogging you down too much right now. They should be out of the way. Further up north, though, North Glen, right near 120th, CDOT crews. We're still wrapping up some work there from overnight. Otherwise, we're in pretty good shape, seeing the usual congestion southbound 25 near 104th. And Boulder Turnpike already really busy early into the metro area between Federal and Pecos. 270 getting heavy now, I-76 to York. Weather today, partly cloudy and mild with afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 81. Currently it's 56. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
There's a new sensation sweeping the nation. Macy's is coming to town and they're excited to be in your neighborhood. So come join the fun starting on September 9th. Macy's has special events, great savings, and much, much more. Way to shop, Denver.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Two out last of the ninth, bases loaded. Here's Santos. He's 0 for 4 today, 269 hitter for the year.
We could be going into extra innings here.
I agree. Here's the pitch to Santos. Fastball hit in the air, deep down the left field line. It's headed toward the pole. That ball is...
Please deposit 25 cents for the next 3 minutes.
Radio. You shouldn't have to pay for it. This message brought to you by America's 13,000 local radio stations who believe some things were just meant to be free.
Yeah, and you shouldn't have to beg to keep it on the air either. 6:32 minutes past the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hey, if you're a homeowner and you are buried under plastic debt, credit card debt, then you got to listen up. The Mortgage Store is right here to help you out with a great low rate. The Mortgage Store is offering for a limited time only 5.75% for a 30-year fixed rate. Now, call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171. And if you act quickly and you call now, you can defer your next two house payments. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171. You know, what happens with these credit cards, and maybe I'm just wasting time by telling you this, because I think if you're involved in this, you know. And so many of us have been involved in this, where low introductory rate, and they send you that thing through the mail, and you go like, oh, okay, this looks good. So then you fill it out, and then what ends up happening is, boom, they've jacked the rates up. And suddenly, you can't pay the thing off. Well, the Mortgage Store will help you get it done. They're a direct lender. They guarantee the best pricing and the best service. Even if you've had some credit problems in the past, and you know what? Who hasn't? They can still get you a great fixed rate. So call them at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. You know something? They are a direct lender. They give you the best rates. There are no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Attention men, you know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com, 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs, 1-800-640-9134.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 635, 35 minutes past the hour. High today, 81, under partly sunny skies. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Finally, a radio station you don't have to beg to keep on the air. All right, I talked about this earlier. I'm really, really, really hot about this issue. On September 10th and 11th, ABC is going to air a six-hour docudrama miniseries, The Path to 9/11. And people are upset about this. I'm upset about it. It was written by a right-wing screenwriter. It has the fingerprints of the right all over it. And let's talk to our old buddy Judd Legum from the Center for American Progress. And also, they have launched Think Progress. Well, Think Progress has been around for a while, but they have a new action campaign about ABC, and I'll let him explain that. Judd, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Jay.
Hey, Judd, thanks for getting on here. All right, let's get down to business about this. Have you guys at the Center for American Progress, have you seen an advanced copy of this thing?
Yeah, I've seen it. I managed to watch it over the weekend. You know, and we had been covering it before then, but after we had an opportunity to look at it, that's when we really started ramping this up, because I'm also familiar with the 9/11 Commission Report, which is supposedly based, and actually, far from being based on the 9/11 Commission Report, it actually seems to be intended to give people the impression pretty much 180 degrees the opposite of what you'd get if you read that report.
Yeah, the promos say, based on the 9/11 Commission Report, but indeed the show is far from that, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the show, it seems to be, it's very intentionally trying to cast the blame for this on the Clinton administration, and I think there's plenty of criticism to go around for 9/11, but this is a politically slanted and biased piece, and that's why, you know, we've started this this effort to try to get ABC to fix it before it goes on the air and they give millions of people the wrong impression.
Because millions of people will walk away with the wrong impression if they watch this, and I also am like Congressman Louise Slaughter of New York. I question the timing of running this so close to the mid-season elections.
Yeah, well, interestingly, this was supposed to be aired in May. It's been done for some time, and they've delayed it for this time. Now, they may have delayed it to coincide with the anniversary, but at the same time, you know, this is very close to election season, and this is a very political movie masquerading as something that's based on fact.
When you talk to them at ABC, what response do you get from them?
Well, what ABC says is that this isn't a documentary, it's a docudrama. And as a result, there's composites, there's time compression, there's dialogue that didn't occur. That's all fine, but the problem is they've got scenes in there that aren't the composite of anything. There's nothing similar to what happened. I mean, probably the most outrageous is the scene where they show Sandy Berger and other people in the Clinton administration. They had Bin Laden's house surrounded. They were right there, had him down the barrel of a gun, and they said, no, we don't have the authority to do it. Never happened. And Richard Clark, who's really the hero of the movie when you watch it, you know, has gone out publicly and said, this never happened. This is a complete fabrication. And it's a pretty incendiary charge to make, especially since there's no facts behind it.
Yeah, wasn't the real story behind that that they had him isolated, or not isolated, that's not the right term. They knew where he was. They were watching him with a spy satellite, and they saw a swing set or something and decided that there were kids and too much family present, so they backed off. Does that sound more like what really happened?
Well, based on the 9/11 Commission report, what it says is there was authorization to go get Bin Laden, but they needed actionable intelligence. The one time they had actionable intelligence, they fired they fired rockets on those camps where they thought he was. Of course, the right wing blasted Clinton when he did that, but that's what they did. And no other time did they have actionable intelligence where they knew where he was and could go get him. So, you know, that's what the 9/11 Commission says. And, of course, this movie, it's got a totally different point of view, and yet it's billing itself as based on the 9/11 Commission report.
What does ABC think they're trying to accomplish by this? Is it ideological, or is it what I said yesterday on the air about this, that this is where they see the money, and so this is where they're going to go chase, even though they're going to present it without commercial interruption, still, that's where they're going to fish.
Yeah, you know, this is by the entertainment division. This isn't by the news division. So I think they're looking at this as trying to attract an audience. Now, the decision not to make not to have advertisers was made very late. It was initially presented as with limited commercial interruption. So I think when they saw the controversy, they wanted to take away the advertisers because they knew the advertisers would become targets of the complaints. So it might start. I think you might be right. I think it might have started out as a ratings grab. But, you know, now they've got trouble on their hands.
All right. How much response have you gotten so far?
We've gotten a tremendous response. Tens of thousands of people have been emailing ABC through our site. People are really worked up about it, and I think the reason why is this is the seminal event probably of the, you know, the last, certainly recent history. This is the thing that's the most on top of people's minds, and everybody wants it to be portrayed accurately. I don't think anybody has any tolerance for this kind of political gamesmanship with it.
I sent the action alert virtually to everybody in my address book yesterday, trying to get, you know, people to sign it. And I'm going to remind listeners throughout the morning here this morning to go to the site and sign it. And you go to thinkprogress.org/tellABC. Once again, that's thinkprogress.org/tellABC. Do you think we will be able to get ABC to back down on this, Judd?
You know, I think there's a chance. We were on a conference call for media with Tom Keene yesterday, and a lot of people were asking him about this scene that I mentioned earlier with Sandy Berger, and he doesn't have a good answer for it. And, you know, there's an article in the New York Times about this morning. There's articles in lots of newspapers, you know, New York Post, where they're saying Tom Keene doesn't have any answers for what this scene's based on. And I think it's going to be really hard for them to air this scene in front of millions of people. It's actually being shown all around the world when they admit that there's no basis for it. So, you know, I don't know them up there. I don't know what they're planning on doing, but I think they're in a real tight spot, and I think there's a chance that they, you know, that there could be edits made to this movie.
Boy, you know, you can only keep your fingers crossed, and you can only hope so. Judd, thanks. Thanks for all the great work you do, and thanks for being on the program this morning, and we'll be giving out that website all morning long and urging everybody to take time out to let ABC know how you feel about this so-called alleged docudrama. Judd, thank you so much.
Great. Really appreciate it, Jay.
All right, you got it. There's Judd Legum. He is the research director at the Center for American Progress. All right, if you object to this as much as I object to it, and you know what, I'd love to hear from you on the phones, too, this morning about this, at 303-713-7600. And you know what, go to thinkprogress.org, and then it's a slash tellABC. Not only should you go there and write ABC, but the other thing is, just go get five or six of your friends to do it. Let's let our voices be heard in corporate America and stop this thing, which is a out-and-out frickin' lie. That scene with Sandy Berger just never happened. And I question ABC's motives of running this thing so close to the elections. And you know what? Ratings grab? Cash grab? Could be. But we need to show them that there are a lot of people out there who, you know what, don't find this to be very amusing and are not going to let it go, and that they're fishing in the wrong fishing pond here as far as revenues go. 303-713-7600 if you want to talk about this 9/11 fake docudrama. I got four lines open.
Someday you're going to get the answer to the question, where does all my money go? Well, today, a Wells Fargo checking account with My Spending Report can help. You see, My Spending Report is an online financial organizer. It's free, and you can only get it from Wells Fargo. Why wait for someday to get your finances organized? Call, click, or stop by and open a Wells Fargo checking account with free My Spending Report today. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank, and a member FDIC.
For your airport drive, no wrecks to be concerned with. You got a sweet one along I-225 through Aurora. That looks good, and no delays just yet along C-470 through Highlands Ranch. Weather today, partly cloudy and mild with afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 81. Right now it's 56 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
There's a whole new breed of hogs at Mile High Harley-Davidson. The 07 Harleys are in.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
But how well they take directions, that's another question. I don't know if you could actually train them to be good seeing eye dogs. You know what? What's the best meal you've ever had? Is it the one that tasted the best, or is it the one that's best for you? Your dog's in luck, because you know what? Your dog doesn't have to choose. With Purina One's newly reformulated total nutrition formulas, you can be confident you're giving him optimal nutrition and a taste he loves. And each is made with real ingredients like real chicken, real lamb, real beef, or packaged with and packaged, by the way, within minutes of cooking to help lock in the freshness and taste. And you know what? Can a great-tasting pet food also make a difference in your dog's health? Well, find out by taking the Purina One 30-Day Challenge. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK to get a coupon for free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog, or go to their website, PurinaOneChallenge.com. Coco and Jackson love it, and your pups will love it too. And don't forget, you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Kmart.
Denver Community Development and El Dorado Denver Industries remind parents drugs and alcohol can alter the personalities of our children. It's important that we as parents and as a community get our children involved in positive adventures, from sports and music to hobbies and group activities. This will teach our children to set goals, challenge themselves, and most importantly, feel good about their accomplishments. This is from Denver Community Development and El Dorado Denver Industries, celebrating 36 years of serving the community and committed to the welfare of all our youngsters.
Academy Award winner Kim Basinger.
Some might say I fell from grace. I didn't fall. I dove.
A Lifetime original movie event.
And Brother Thomas, I take my final vows in a few months.
Can a woman searching for herself...
I'm married. I'm falling in love with you.
...resist the man who can show her the way?
If we do this, we'll be damned and saved.
The Mermaid Chair, based on the best-selling novel. A Lifetime original movie event. Premieres Saturday night at 9, 8 central with encore Sunday and Monday.
Take care of one more thing today. How? I'm on the job site all day. It's a good thing I use direct deposit. My pay is automatically deposited each and every pay period. No special trips or waiting in line to make a deposit. It's always on time. And that is one less thing I need to take care of. Ask your employer about direct deposit today.
You can also use direct deposit for pensions, dividends, even tax refunds. Stop standing in line and sign up for direct deposit today. It's simple, safe, smart. For more information, visit electronicpayments.org.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, how about the Stones? 6:48, 48 minutes past the hour, high today 81, partly sunny skies. Maybe some of this cloudiness will burn off today. AM 760, Progressive Talk, coming up after 7 o'clock. Sean McCarthy Charlie, she is the, she's the mother of one of these guys that's locked up in Steamboat Springs. And we'll get back to that whole Steamboat Springs and the vegetable stealing incident coming up after 7 o'clock. Right now we're talking about the 9/11 miniseries that ABC is going to run. Go to thinkprogress.org/tellABC and drop Bob Iger, who's the head of ABC, an email telling him how you feel about this biased docudrama that's going to run days before its scheduled debut, the first major television miniseries about September 11th attacks was being criticized on Tuesday as biased and inaccurate by bloggers, terrorism experts, and members of the September 11th Commission, whose report makes up much of the film's source material. The six-hour miniseries, The Path to 9/11, is being shown on ABC on Sunday and Monday. The network has been advertising the program as an historic broadcast that uses the Commission's report on the 2001 attacks as its primary foundation. But on Tuesday, several liberal bloggers were questioning whether ABC's version of the overtly critical movie that's overtly critical to the Clinton administration, while letting the Bush administration off easy. In particular, some critics, including Richard Clark, the former counterterrorism czar, questioned a scene that depicted several American military officers on the ground in Afghanistan. In it, the officers were working with leaders of the Northern Alliance, the Afghan rebel group, moved in to capture Osama bin Laden, only to allow him to escape after the mission is canceled by Clinton officials in Washington. Now, in a posting on thinkprogress.org and in a phone interview, Mr. Clark said no military personnel or CIA agents were ever in a position to capture Mr. bin Laden in Afghanistan, nor did the leader of the Northern Alliance get that near his camp. It didn't happen, Mr. Clark said. There were no troops in Afghanistan about to snatch bin Laden. There were no CIA personnel about to snatch bin Laden. It's utterly invented. Mr. Clark, an on-the-air consultant for ABC News, said he was particularly shocked by a scene in which it seemed Clinton officials simply hung up the phone on an agent awaiting orders in the field. It's 180 degrees from what happened, he said. So, yeah, I think it would have to be described as deeply flawed. But how many people are going to see this and believe it? And maybe the question I should ask you is a very simple one. Should ABC be running this? And I question the timing of running it so close to the midterm elections. And I've said this since day one on this radio station. I've said it since day one. You know what? The Bush administration has slid off the hook for 9/11. They have slid off the hook for Osama bin Laden. No one in this Congress, no one has held them accountable. They knew this was coming, and Condoleezza Rice appeared before the 9/11 Commission and Commissioner Ben Veniste and basically BS'd her way through that and basically tried to pass that document off as being historical. And that document has now been declassified, so you can go get it online and judge for yourself whether you think it's historical or not. But nobody has held this administration for blame over any of this. Not at all. And now comes this ABC docudrama in which there are thousands of your fellow citizens who will not be able to tell the difference between a docudrama and a documentary, who will buy into this pile of crap, and then you know what we're going to get? We're going to start getting these talking points coming out of this ABC docudrama. Here we are coming up on the fifth anniversary of 9/11. And is anybody who has been involved in this been held accountable? Anybody? There hasn't been anybody that I know of that's been held accountable. Does anybody know of anybody? Anybody in the CIA? Anybody in the FBI? How about the commander-in-chief who was in Crawford, Texas, on vacation? Is he held accountable? I mean, ask yourself something very simple. If you're in charge of a company, and something goes wrong in that company, something fatally goes wrong, do you retain your leadership? Or do you end up getting booted out? You end up getting booted out. And government should be just as responsible. Now, I've got a whole bunch of clips to play about this, but I just don't have time to get them all on, and we will play some of them next week on the anniversary of September 11th. But here we sit 5 years later, and Osama bin Laden is still on the loose. And there are rumors circulating around, denials, and then stories on ABC this morning that the Pakistani government has struck a deal with the Taliban and the radical villagers who give Osama bin Laden support, that basically, if you don't attack Pakistan, we won't attack you. A more or less a free pass, which totally and completely undercuts what the president has always said about dealing with countries that deal with terrorists. Now, the Pakistanis are denying that that's what they said. But one thing's for sure, we don't have bin Laden. So the president storms around the country and he gives these speeches about the war, trying to put fold 9/11 into the war, while polls show that more and more Americans believe that this isn't true. And he's going to give another one today. And every Republican politician is out there doing the exact same thing, running for office. When in reality, Iraq never attacked us. Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. And if anything, things in Afghanistan are getting worse. There's a record opium crop there. There's a resurgence of the Taliban. There are NATO forces that are getting killed. We never finished the job in Afghanistan because this administration wanted to go to Iraq. And I think those of you out there who are concerned about this issue should do a couple of things. I think, first of all, you go to a town hall meeting with Marilyn Musgrave, hold your hand up and ask Marilyn, why don't we have Osama bin Laden? And what was the justification for going to Iraq? And explain your vote and why you did what you did. And tell us how the war on terror and 9/11, the so-called quote-unquote war on terror, and 9/11, tell us how the war in Iraq, which is not part of the war on terror, so let me reverse this by saying, let me take that back by saying, reframe it by saying that the war in Iraq and what happened on 9/11 are not related, so Marilyn, tell us how they are. Rick O'Donnell, running against Ed Perlmutter, tell us how they're related. Tom Tancredo, running against Bill Winter, tell us how they're related. Mr. Lamborn, running against Jay Fawcett, who was in Iraq, down there in the Springs. Tell us how this stuff was related. We need to stand up next week. We need to stand up today. We need to ask these questions. We need to ask these questions on an ongoing basis because these people have all been let off the hook. They have all been let off the hook. And the spin machine is working furiously to try to twist this around. And I don't know how many of you saw the interview with Wolf Blitzer and Alberto Gonzalez yesterday. What a shocking experience that was, in the fact that Alberto Gonzalez had to be prodded into saying that Osama bin Laden was a number one priority. The capture of Osama bin Laden was a number one priority for the capture of Osama bin Laden for this administration. Never mind the fact that the Osama bin Laden unit has been closed down. Never mind the fact that the sole mastermind responsible for 9/11 is still out there on the loose. All right. Steamboat Springs. We talked about it yesterday morning. We're going to talk to one of the mothers of one of the people incarcerated in Steamboat Springs. There turns out there's another side to the story, and I'll ask her about that, and we'll take your phone calls. And that's all coming up this hour here between 7 and 8 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at Troubleshooter.com.
troubleshooter.com.
Also include a free 30-day trial to my Stock Investor website. Together, this is a $139 value. But for a limited time, you can get both for free. Unlike other free offers, my 64-minute DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction that's easy to follow. In it, I show you step-by-step how to make money trading stocks using my Stock Investor website. To get your free DVD and free 30-day trial to my Stock Investor website, call 1-800-366-4183. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-366-4183. That's 1-800-366-4183.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder, and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The White House is set to release a new plan for trying terror suspects at Guantanamo Bay. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer tells us what's behind the change.
The administration needs new trial procedures because the Supreme Court struck down original plans for military tribunals. The president is expected to ask Congress to approve modified court-martial procedures. Some Senate Republicans are already circulating their own proposal. The House Armed Services Committee has another version. The U.S. holds more than 445 detainees at Guantanamo, many without any formal charges. Today's presidential speech will also touch on the wider issue of how the U.S. should handle those terror suspects. Peter Mayer, CBS News, The White House.
The Pentagon is set to give soldiers revised marching orders on how to question terror suspects. The Los Angeles Times says a new Army field manual bans long periods of solitary confinement or the use of dogs to intimidate prisoners and says all detainees are entitled to protection spelled out by the Geneva Conventions. Hospitals around the country are preparing for the next natural or man-made disaster. CBS's Jim Chenevy's here to tell us how.
Now, hospitals have been warned to be ready for any disaster, Frank, but experts say they still have a long way to go. According to a report from the Institute of Medicine, many hospital emergency rooms are already so crowded they can barely handle a multiple car crash. Nearly $4 billion federal dollars have been allocated to state and local hospital preparedness, but the report found that first responders and emergency rooms failed to get the necessary cash.
At the Kennedy Space Center, trouble with a fuel cell forced NASA to postpone today's Atlantis shuttle launch. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
Shuttles are equipped with three electricity-producing fuel cells that combine hydrogen and oxygen in sort of a reverse electrolysis process to produce electricity and as a byproduct, the crew's drinking water. All three of these fuel cells have to be working normally. I mean, obviously, the shuttle is an all-electric vehicle, as they say, and major problems with any of the electrical systems, that's enough to stop a countdown, and that's what happened today.
If that cell has to be replaced, the launch could be delayed for more than a month. Overseas, the father of Australian crocodile hunter Steve Irwin says his son would want to be remembered as an ordinary bloke. Bob Irwin says his relationship with his son was anything but ordinary.
Steve and I weren't like father and son. We never were. We were good mates.
Steve Irwin was attacked and killed by a stingray filming a television show off the Great Barrier Reef. A University of Toronto study finds that most physicians have trouble judging their professional weaknesses. One researcher says that could undermine public confidence in the medical profession. In Washington, the Labor Department says the productivity of American workers grew at a relatively slow 1.6% annual rate in the second quarter. Wages grew at the annual rate of almost 5%. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 4 points. This is CBS News.
The following message brought to you is a public service by Arid Extra Dry.
There's an important election going on right now. It's the election of the executive director of the Wetness Protection Program, and it's critical that you get out and vote today at wetnessprotectionprogram.com, because your vote is a vote against underarm wetness, a vote against odor, a vote for a fresher America. Make sure that your voice is heard, because you and every other American have the right to wetness and odor protection. Visit wetnessprotectionprogram.com.
To fight wetness and odor, just apply Arid Extra Dry.
The world changes. The economy changes. Your life changes. And as they do, there's something that doesn't change. The commitment we at UBS feel toward each client. A commitment to offer reviews of your portfolio, to assess your financial goals, and to provide solutions that help you manage all the changes. Wealth management from UBS. In a changing world, an unchanging promise we call you and us. Member SIPC.
This hour brought to you by McStain Homes.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update.
Jury selection now underway for the trial of the man accused of killing a Denver police officer, Raul Gomez Garcia, charged with killing Detective Donnie Young and wounding his partner Jack Bishop in May of a year ago. The detective's widow, Kelly Young, tells our partners at 9 News that she's been bracing herself for the trial ever since then.
I know it's going to be very difficult. I know we're going to hear a lot of really tough stuff.
If convicted, Gomez Garcia could face life in prison. U.S. Senator Wayne Allard announcing $1 million check from the feds to combat the bark beetle in the Rocky Mountain region.
Region 2 includes the states of Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wyoming.
He says this is in addition to the $500,000 approved last April. And finally, Jake Plummer is headed to court. The attorney for the Bronco quarterback says they couldn't work out a deal with prosecutors in an alleged road rage case, which means a trial is a go for the end of the month. At your AM 760 local news update, I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, we have a couple of wrecks in traffic to add to your rush hour headaches. Commerce City, I-270 eastbound, car versus semi at Vasquez there. We got stop-and-go traffic back to I-76. The other, eastbound 6th Avenue on approach to Sheridan. Two cars just adding to the usual buildup between Wadsworth and Sheridan for your drive out of Lakewood. No worries along I-70 across town. 225 just busy through the tech center. Security wait time at DIA today, 5 minutes. Weather, partly cloudy and mild with afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 81. Currently, it's 56 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Classes going on now. Learn from the best, Abate of Colorado. Abate has been the leader in motorcycle training for over 15 years, and their experienced instructors want to help beginners as well as experienced riders. To register for classes, go to abateofcolo.org. That's abateofcolo.org.
Two out last of the ninth, bases loaded. Here's Santos. He's 0 for 4 today, 269 hitter for the year.
We could be going into extra innings here.
I agree. Here's the pitch to Santos. Fastball hit in the air, deep down the left field line. It's headed toward the pole. That ball is...
Please deposit 25 cents for the next 3 minutes.
Radio. You shouldn't have to pay for it. This message brought to you by America's 13,000 local radio stations who believe some things were just meant to be free.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. High today, 81 under partly cloudy skies. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Yesterday we talked about this story that's been all over the Internet and all over the wire services about men who took food and trash, get 6 months. Two men who took fruits and vegetables out of a garbage can have been sentenced 6 months in jail. Giles Charlet, 24, of Somersworth, New Hampshire, and David Siller, 27, of Wayne, Pennsylvania, said the punishment was harsh. And the only choice they had to avoid the felony on their records, they were on their way to the Rainbow Family's annual gathering where they were arrested in June and charged with felony burglary and misdemeanor theft. Authorities say they took 5 cucumbers, 4 or 5 apricots, 2 bundles of asparagus spears, and a handful of cherries from a garbage can at the Sweet Pea Produce. The two pleaded guilty to the misdemeanor trespassing Wednesday, and the felony charges were dropped. We didn't have any intention of committing a crime or doing anything wrong, Charlet told the Steamboat Pilot and Today newspaper. We had just come into town and we were prepared to buy groceries from a store, but everything was closed. Charlet's mother, Sean McCarthy Charlet, called the jail sentence a joke. She said it's really amazing and unbelievable how taking garbage out of a dumpster became a felony. Well, since then a source has given me a letter that was sent to the Steamboat Pilot and the Steamboat Pilot and Today in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Let me read you a little bit of this. Let me see how much of this I can get through here. It's unbelievable that the Steamboat Today and the Craig Daily Press have chosen to report a story in the same manner as any tabloid newspaper. They chose to report the story concerning the burglary at the Sweet Pea Produce on the holiday weekend without ever checking the facts of the case with the district attorney's office. Instead, they chose to rely on local defense attorneys and victims who have totally changed their positions. These are the facts according to the police reports that were filed with the district attorney's office.
The two defendants were seen by a concerned citizen and his family. One of the defendants searched the dumpster in front of the store, and the other defendant urinated on the building. The citizen saw the two men walk to the back of the building, where they were looking through the fence at the interior of the business. The two jumped over the fence into the business. The concerned citizen reported the burglary in progress to the police department. Three police officers arrived and contacted the defendants in the back of the business. They were carrying a bag of fruits and vegetables. They told officers they were just digging through the trash. The officers contacted the owner of the business. The owner responded to the scene and looked through the bag of produce and said, "These all came from inside the store. This is not old stuff. I didn't throw this out." The owner then looked through a box next to the trash can and said, "That fruit, they didn't come from here. Even if it did, we would sell this for animal food." Then the owner looked around and noticed a tape measure and a utility knife on the ground next to a shed in a grassy area of the yard. She stated that these aren't where they're supposed to be either. I put these back next to the other tools. The owner then went to the front of the business with the officers and commented that the gate was ajar and that it's not in its original place. Inside the business, she noticed a sign on the floor that had been knocked over and missing items from an open-faced cooler. She stated that the items in the bag were all located together in that cooler. She also told the police that the bag the defendants were carrying all were located inside the store, not on the outside. So that's... And then the letter goes on to say that officers had no obligation to ask the victims if they wanted to press charges, but the officers did ask if they did want to see it happen, and they stated that they did want to press charges all the way. The owner of the Sweet Pea Market would like to press charges for theft, stolen fresh produce, also attempted to steal tools. This produce came from inside our lock store, urinating on our place of business, fresh produce, $15, estimated worth. And then it just goes on and on. By the way, one of the defendants had $402.20 in his pocket, and the other had $108.50 in his possession. They were arrested on Monday night around 8:30 in the evening. They were not starving and penniless as they have portrayed. And as a district attorney, I have had a mandate to protect the safety and property of the citizens of Moffitt, Rout, and Grand counties. Kerry St. James has been a prosecutor for 25 years. He is a tremendous advocate for rights for all victims in the district for 19 years, and I have complete confidence in his abilities and his general and in general and in particular in this case. A complete set of police reports that document these facts are available for anyone in the public district attorney's office. And this is from Bonnie S. Rosnick, district attorney. On the line with me is Sean McCarthy Charlet. She is the mother of Giles McCarthy, one of the defendants. And Ms. Charlet, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. All right. So you heard a little bit from the letter there that was written to the newspaper by the district attorney there in Steamboat Springs.
A lot of those details that you said in that letter you just read, I hadn't heard before. Where did you get that letter?
I got it from somebody.
Because I've been following, of course, this very closely. A lot of those details I had never seen. A lot of those details are not in the original police report. And, you know, you've got me really nervous. I don't know what to say. It's just not true. The initial report that the co-owner, the woman, gave to the police did say that they had broken in. I hadn't heard all those specific details. They aren't on the original report that she gave. But anyway, she retracted the statement when the inspectors came and looked at the store, and her husband came and looked at the store. They looked around again after she recovered from her initial, I guess I would call it,
shock, rage.
Her shock and panic, which. I don't know. I think the panic was kind of trumped up because of the rainbow gathering, all the talking about around the town about the rainbow people. But then she went to the DA. My lawyer. There were several weeks that went by before we finally found a lawyer, and she did recant the statement and said they never broke into the store. It was clear they never broke into the store. There was no locks. There was no lock broken. There were no fingerprints taken. There was no food on the floor. There was nothing disheveled in the store at all. Those boys didn't break into the store. They did not break into the store. That was even the store owners have said repeatedly over and over after that initial report, which was a mistake, unfortunately, for them. That store owners should never have said, had gotten frantic. But then once they realized, once they cooled down and realized that what they said initially was not true, they weren't missing anything from inside the store, they went back to the DA, and the DA refused to accept their recanted story. It's as simple as that. And furthermore, the DA had told them that he was going to make he was going to make this case anyway, even though these guys, you know, the store owner said they didn't break in.
Well, the police officers do not have to arrest. Well, hold on a second. This is what the DA says.
Yeah.
Police officers do not arrest suspects for burglary unless they have probable cause to believe that they have entered the building and committed a crime. The reports were reviewed by Assistant District Attorney Kerry St. James, who not only believed that there was probable cause, but that he could prove beyond a reasonable doubt at a trial that the crime of burglary had been committed. Before Mr. St. James made the plea bargain offer, he called the co-owner of the Sweet Pea, that's Jonathan Hive, I guess is his name, to get his input on a plea offer, even though his property crime does not fall under the victim's rights amendment and is not necessary to contact the victim before a plea is offered. Mr. Hive told Mr. St. James that he thought it was an appropriate plea offer because he had to spend time guarding his business after this incident. When victims of a crime do not wish to follow through with the prosecution, they are asked to fill out a written form with the district attorney's office, and that form is placed in the case file. The owners never expressed a wish to drop the prosecution, and there is no written form in the file.
There was a couple. That's right. They didn't file the form because they thought if they didn't file the form, the case would be dropped. That's what the store owners have said now. They really didn't know they had to fill out that form. It really is an error here that they didn't fill out that form.
All right, well, you know what?
But they have recanted that original story that they made to the DA, and the DA did not listen to them.
Well, this is confusing. Somebody here is not telling the truth then, right?
I'll tell you who it is. It's the DA. That's who it is. The DA even has admitted that if he had known that they hadn't, he's the one who's gone back and forth because when the last few days before the young men had to go into jail, we were talking to our lawyer and the lawyer said that the actual breaking in part of the charge couldn't be confirmed, and they're moving on to this other charge, which was the fact that the food that they stole out of the trash can was going to be sold for pig food. And that's what the DA told my lawyer, was that, well, you know, it does appear they didn't break in, but we can still get them on the felony for stealing pig food because that food was meant for the pigs. That's what we thought when he went into jail, the reason that he was going to jail. That's what the DA told us. Because there was no broken lock. There was no fingerprints. There was no food lying around. There was no disheveled shelves.
Well, the DA says in the police report, though, says that there were, you know, that there were all, that there was, you know.
That,
I read that to you out of there.
That
I mean,
DA
so are they not, well, all right, so in your opinion, the DA's report, or what I read there from that letter from the DA, which was sent on September the 5th to the Steamboat pilot, and today, Steamboat Springs, Colorado. So what you're telling me there is what's in that letter is not true.
I'm absolutely telling you that.
Okay.
They didn't break into the store. They did trespass into the back. If you could see the photographs of the vegetables, it just might be a little clearer. First of all, it's been reported that they stole, I think, two bundles of asparagus. Well, actually, it was two single spears of asparagus. a handful of cherries, three or four tiny little apricots that were half rotted. Giles told me on the phone, he said there wasn't much good to eat, but we took what we could and put it in a small paper bag.
Let me ask you something, and I ask this in all due respect. Okay, first of all, do you have a copy of the police report? I think you do, don't you? Or no?
Actually, do we have a copy of the police report?
I mean, did you get...
I think my son actually has it with him.
Okay, so you haven't seen it.
I have seen it, yeah, but I think he took it back with him.
Okay, and then the other thing is, how much of this is a mother's inclination to believe their son?
Well, actually, I am his mother, and yes, I'm biased, but I've been reading the comments of people from Steamboat Springs, and everyone seems to see the truth of this case, and the truth of the case is obvious. They didn't break into the store. They did go around back and get food out of the dumpster. It's as easy as that. It's as simple as that. It really is. You have to stick to the facts, and the facts, if you read the original, actually the facts, they walked. Do you want to hear what really happened?
I want to hear what you think happened, yeah. All right, I'll tell you what. Hang on a second, and I'll come back. Can you hang on, and I'll come back, and I'll let you do all that? I'll give you all the time in the world you want, okay?
All right,
you're not on trial. This is not a cross-examination, and I'm not going to browbeat you. I'm just going to let you go.
I am nervous, okay.
Well, don't be nervous, because you're in good hands. We love you. You know, hang on. We'll just get your side of it, and you chance to air it out, and hang tough. We'll park you in the phone zone here, and we'll continue. And anybody else want to join in this conversation, 303-713-7600. This is about the Steamboat 2. Somebody here is not telling the truth, and we're trying to figure out who it is, whether it's the DA's office or whether it's...
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
This is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, I'm always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. If you're doing serious research on LASIK surgery, you'll find out that Icon LASIK doesn't need a gimmick. Icon has been making safe and affordable LASIK a reality for tens of thousands of patients for as little as $4.99 per eye. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001 or visit Icon online at IconDenver.com. That's I, like the letter, CON.com.
Part one of today's seminar is titled, How to Close the Deal. It's easy. All you need is Hoovers. That's right. Just go to www.tryhoovers.com. Okay, see you tomorrow for part two.
Hey, wait a minute. I paid a lot of money for the seminar, and all I get is a tryhoovers.com web address?
If you're prepared, you will close the deal. And to be prepared, you need to visit Hoovers at tryhoovers.com.
I still don't get it. I already spend days researching client websites, press releases. Why Hoovers?
Hoovers is the only place with all the information and insight you need to close the deal. You'll have access to accurate, up-to-the-minute information about industries and key executives that you won't find anywhere else. And right now, Hoovers is offering a free trial at tryhoovers.com.
So I can spend less time researching and more time with my clients by just visiting tryhoovers.com?
Go check it out. Hoovers is fast and it saves you time. Over 300,000 successful business professionals already rely on Hoovers to get and keep their competitive edge.
Visit tryhoovers.com for your free trial or call 1-866-206-2076. Offer ends soon.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance, even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your health care network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to ride with the bus. Join AM 760 Progressive Talk on Sunday, September 10th for the 4th Annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic. Choose from 5 different routes through scenic Boulder and Larimer counties. And enjoy a post-race celebration, including entertainment and a pasta buffet. Proceeds raised will benefit the University of Colorado College of Arts and Sciences Scholarship Fund. For more information and race day details, log on to am760.net.
Good morning, 7:24, 24 minutes after 7. High today, 81, under partly sunny skies. We're talking about the men who took food in the trash and got 6 months for it. And trying to figure out, this one, you've seen Steamboat Springs, we were talking about it yesterday. Trying to figure out here what went on, because the DA has a totally different story than what the wire services have. And on the line is the mother of one of the guys who got busted, Sean McCarthy Charlet. Is on the line with us. And, all right, I promised you all the time in the world, and I'm really not taking sides on this. I'm just trying to understand what's going on. So tell us, you wanted to tell me what really happened. So tell me what your understanding of it is.
All right, well, they got into town after the stores were closed. They pulled up in front of the store, Sweet Peas, because they only like to eat fresh food, and they walked around to the back. They did not pee in the building like has been reported. Some eyewitness said they saw him pee, but both Giles and David said they didn't pee on the building. They're just not that type of guys to pee on buildings. They walked around to the back. They crossed a rope onto a patio, walked over to the garbage cans. There was a chest-high fence. They leaned over the fence and opened the lid of the trash cans, and they saw that it was stuffed filled with bruised and rotting fruit. They took a couple things out of that, and then they opened a cardboard box, took a couple things out of that, and in that cardboard box was a small bag about 9 inches, which they put two asparagus spears in, a handful of cherries, and a couple rotting cucumbers, and something else, I think. They turned around. They neatly put the lid back on, closed the box back up, didn't make a mess, turned around and walked back around, and there were the cops. That is all that happened. There is no proof of them breaking into the actual store whatsoever. It was not on the original police report. The original police report states what I just said, except for the peeing part, which some eyewitness apparently saw them going around and said they peed. But there is nothing in that report except for the fact that the store owner, who did say originally that her shelves were disheveled, and she said the lock was tampered with, she states in the original. But then the next day, the very next day, I think it is, when the inspectors go in there with her husband looked around and said, wait a minute, nothing's missing. There's nothing on the floor. The shelves aren't disheveled. And what do you mean the lock is messed up? And they told, but the DA chose to go with the original story because he has a vendetta against the Rainbow People. That's well known. He's even stated that he said he had to make an example of to the community with these boys. He stated that. And my lawyer persuaded the Sweet Pea grocery owners to go to the DA and tell them, you know, that they didn't break into the store, and they did. But the DA, the DA just said, it's too late now. I'm taking these boys in. These boys are going to be convicted with a felony. And the store owners didn't want it at that point. Yes, several weeks had gone by, and there were weeks when we were looking for a lawyer. The boys were walking up and down the streets interviewing lawyers. And it's during that time, unfortunately, that the sweet pea owners should have gone and filled out that form, but they didn't. And so, I mean, it's just, it's not as complicated a case as everyone's made it out to be. I understand it's all over the world now. I mean, even in Portuguese it's been written up. Because I think people do understand that it is a miscarriage of justice. They only took garbage. It was not, and it was pig food. It wasn't, it's
all right,
just...
Well, what do you think, if I were to make you the judge, what do you think would be the just punishment for this?
Trespassing. A fine, community service. They begged the
okay.
DA.
Trespassing? A fine and community service. You charge them with trespassing.
I think that would have been appropriate. They did
okay.
trespass. But they didn't break into any place. They trespassed onto these people's patio.
Can I ask you, this may sound like a really dumb question, but I got to ask it to you. If they had money on them, why do they go rummaging around in a dumpster?
I know.
What
well,
is up without eating out of a dumpster?
Well, I don't know. That kind of goes to a really open, bigger issue, and that is the cultural phenomenon of dumpster diving.
It's really happening all over the country. But the people who do dumpster diving are usually, indigent people, poor people.
No.
Oh, you mean like middle class and upper middle class people dumpster dive?
Well, people throw out so much in this country, you would not. I mean, you must have. It's just unbelievable what people throw out. I mean, in college towns, at the end of every semester, college kids just basically throw everything in the dumpster that they don't want, and that's including TVs, computers.
Yeah, but I understand all that, but I'm talking about going into dumpsters looking for food. Ugh.
Well,
have my half-eaten Taco Bell burrito.
No, they don't go for the half-eaten food. You know, don't forget these grocery stores, they throw out things, even if the expiration date is like one day over, they just go throw out
right,
cans.
But they did have money on them. I mean, they could have gone into the store and bought something.
They're very... ecologically minded and philosophically minded, and they believe in recycling. They believe in waste not, want not. They believe in they're very socially conscious.
Does that horrify you at all? Well, a little bit.
Why would it horrify me?
Well,
I think eating
out of a dumpster.
I think it's. I don't think it's wonderful, but I do think that it's just two ways. People throw out everything. People throw out too much. By the way, the Supreme Court has ruled that dumpster diving is not illegal. Have you heard?
Well, no, I'm not disputing the illegality of it. I'm disputing the overall image of it and the overall idea that most of the people who would say be listening to this radio station or would be inclined to listen, or the majority of the public, I don't think they, like on the way home, pull over and dumpster dive to be able to make a salad that night. Do you?
No, of course not. I mean, I know that.
I mean, there are other things in the
dumpster
besides, vegetables.
Come on, when you were young, when you were in your early 20s, didn't you do anything that...
Oh, yeah, lots of things, but I never dumpster dive. But you're right, I did do a lot of things.
Another thing is this.
How old is your boy, by the way?
He's 24.
Yeah, okay, well,
now,
I was working at 24, but that's neither here nor there.
Just to answer this question in another way, somebody's emailed me this thing from the Bible who said, the Bible says that every corn grower should leave the corners of their field free for gleaners to come and take, the poor people to come and take the food. And they have to, apparently, under God's law, they have to leave food out for the poor people to come and take.
All right, well, at this point, we'll have to stop, and we'll just have to let God sort this out. I really don't know what to say. I mean, there are two conflicting viewpoints here, and I don't know which one is which. And I understand that you love your son. And
I know I have truth on my side.
And I admire you for that. And you know what?
One more thing.
Yeah?
One more thing before you go. This DA and the assistant DA had been having mountains of problems before this case came. Many, many, many very serious cases which the community have been up in arms about, letting people go who should be in jail and putting people in jail who shouldn't be in jail. Take a look at that issue. because the comments from the community include this, and that is why the people of this community are up in arms. It's not just this unjust case that has gone forward, but also many, many cases. These guys need to be stopped.
All right.
This DA and this assistant DA.
All right. You know what, Ms. Charlet, I thank you so much for the call. We, by the way, called the DA and invited the DA on the show, and we received no callback. So they didn't want to come on. I don't know what you want to infer from that, but they didn't want to come on. Thank you, and you know what? As this progresses, we hope to have you back on again.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Okay, do you feel like you got a fair hearing?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good.
But I don't like that letter that you got, because that is not true.
Well, yeah, but you know what? Once again, I got to say, without being too syrupy, I mean, if you were in my position, you'd have to pay attention to the letter. I mean, you just couldn't let it go. I mean, that wouldn't be fair. But I appreciate you being on the show, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye.
All right. There's Sean McCarthy Charlet. All right. Now, you know what? You guys can sort this out. 303-713-7600. I got one open line. These guys do 6 months. Should they have been charged with a felony? Who do you believe, the DA, or do you believe Ms. Charlet, Mrs. Charlet, because she's the only one on here to talk about it? Who do you believe, Gina?
No, I don't know. She sounds very credible, Mrs. Charlet.
Have you ever a dumpster dive?
Never.
Are you hungry?
Never. My dogs have. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, it's like, oh, God, going through dumpsters for food? Jeez.
That's pretty awful. I would hope I would never be in that position.
All right, well, I just thought I'd ask you. So, therefore, we have to, since you've never a dumpster dive, we have to dismiss you from the jury.
Fine. Be that way.
Since you have no dumpster diving credibility. How's the traffic doing this morning?
Well, we've got wreck cleanup making your drive very challenging. Commerce City, I-270 eastbound at Vasquez. We had a semi involved, so you could still be held up there for a little bit back to I-76. Lakewood Drive, a concern. Eastbound 6th Avenue on approach to Sheridan. We had a two-car wreck, so not a lot of fun right now between Wadsworth and Sheridan. In the southwest, C-470 adding to the mix now. We just have the normal crowding eastbound near Wadsworth. Weather today, partly cloudy and mild with afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 81. Right now it's 56. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Paying too much for insurance? InsureMe.com can help you lower your rates by shopping your insurance for you. Compare fast, free quotes from local agents and find the right policy for you. Go to InsureMe.com or call 1-800-INSURE-ME and lower your rates today.
Sneak peek. Hear it here first. It's Bob Seger's first studio album in 12 years. And AM 760 has it.
You wait for me.
Listen to the entire CD before you can hear it anywhere else. Only on AM760.net. Keyword sneak peek.
Brought to you by Capitol Records.
Get progressive about your career. You'll listen to AM 760. Now you can join the AM 760 sales team. AM 760 is currently accepting resumes for the position of account executive. If you're outgoing, motivated, energetic, and excited by commission-based sales, this job could be for you. Sales experience is preferred but not required. Send your resume to denverjobs@clearchannel.com today or visit clearcareers.com for additional information. Clear Channel Colorado is an equal opportunity employer.
7:37 on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 37 minutes past the hour. Plus, you know what? This show is looking for an intern. We're looking for an intern. You want to help out on this thing? Get up early in the morning and help out? Call John Turk. Okay. You know what? You don't think about this or you don't plan for it, but maybe one day you may need it. And that's the help of a personal injury lawyer. And when that time comes, you want to go to somebody who's progressive, a progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner is that man. He believes in and supports this station. He's had years of personal injury experience. Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every single day. He's a trial lawyer. He's proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner can be reached at 303-300-1661 or check him out on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
An election year message for the people of Colorado. Don't vote.
Don't vote.
Please don't vote.
Don't vote this November.
Do what's right and don't vote.
Really? Don't vote.
Do not vote.
That's right. Don't vote.
Until you know where the candidates stand on the issues.
Find out where the candidates for governor stand on issues like affordable utilities or the multi-state bulk prescription drug purchasing legislation that allows Colorado to combine its drug purchasing power with other states to ultimately make affordable prescription drugs available to those without insurance or Medicaid.
Make an informed decision this November.
Visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844.
And get your AARP voter's guide.
Use your head and your heart.
And then do the right thing.
And vote. Please vote.
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 Get out and vote.
Paid for by AARP.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes at all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Where would you like to be? RE/MAX can help you find your perfect place, whether it's across the street or on the other side of the world. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Visit RE/MAX.com today. RE/MAX. Outstanding agents. Outstanding results. Each office independently owned and operated.
While they're misleading the masses, we're empowering the people. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 7:40, 20 minutes away from 8 o'clock, high today 81, partly sunny skies. Jay Marvin along with you. Coming up next hour, the Democratic Party of the state of Colorado goes after the Trailhead Group and Keith Olbermann's latest comments about George W. Bush. But right now we're talking about the two guys in Steamboat Springs who were arrested for the trash, the food in the trash incident, and Bill, what's wrong with me here, Jay? Bill Johnson, there we go, has got a column on this. Johnson, something's rotten in the story of the stolen trash. He says, I love this tale because somewhere, somehow, someone is flat lying their face off. and I'm asking you, I mean, I can't, 303-713-7600, who do you think's telling the truth here on this? Let's go to Ryan in Fraser. Ryan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello. Morning.
Hi.
Jay.
How are you?
Not bad. I think the biggest thing is to prove or disprove whether or not they broke into the store. You know, isn't that where the felony sits?
Well, according to the DA, according to this letter I have, the DA said they had that. You know, that they have the proof to take it to court. Let me quote part of this to you. So here's what they say about this. If this case could not have been proven as a burglary, or even if it had been a weak case, the case would have been taken to trial. These defendants were evidently advised by several attorneys that they should take the misdemeanor plea offer rather than go to trial. The court always has the option of rejecting any plea offer. The court rejects stipulated sentences for a number of reasons, including a sentence that is too lenient or too harsh. That's all I know about it.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest key to all this, is whether or not they could prove that they broke in. If mom says they didn't, it doesn't necessarily mean that they didn't. But
but I don't want to say to her, you know, well, listen, you weren't there and you don't know. Listen, she's anguished enough already, you can tell.
Yes, and I have to agree with her in the fact that they were, I'm going to agree with the fact that they were probably making an example of these kids. You know, the culture that goes to those gatherings is labeled as, you know, whatever you want. I think, you know, maybe the store owner had some people in there over the weekend, bunch of hippies in the store, didn't like that. Well, he caught a couple digging through his dumpster in the, you know, late at night, and said, I'm going to make an example of them. I wouldn't doubt that the DA wants to as well. You know?
Well, according to Bill Johnson's column now, the owner of the store, one of the co-owners of the store, at first said that he repeatedly told the cops, I'm quoting Johnson here, he wanted the two men prosecuted to the fullest, that he even had photographs of them busting into the store. Yet last Wednesday, after a judge dropped the judicial hammer on the two and the Internet went nuts, he went on TV to say that he never wanted them prosecuted at all.
Well, see, yeah, it sounds like it doesn't add up to me. If there's pictures of the kids breaking into the store, then there you go. There's your felony. Case closed. You know, why mom doesn't have the pictures of this, or I'm assuming that the store has a security camera or maybe an alarm system. I mean, were these two kids good enough to foil the alarm system and slide by the security camera? You know, that's another thing. It's like most any grocery store that I've ever been to at least has a security camera. Well, are the kids on it? If they're not, Maybe they didn't break in.
Yeah, too many unanswered questions here, man. Too many unanswered questions.
That's exactly it. And,
all right. All right, Ryan, I appreciate it, pal.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate the call. Thanks.
All right, see ya.
All right. Let's go to Jeremy in Lakewood. Jeremy, you're on Jamie, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Well, I agree with the first caller. First of all, we've got to find out if these kids, actually did break in. And, if they're not, if the owners aren't willing to press charges, then I would think it's up to the owners. But what I wanted to say was when I was in college, we didn't have any money. We would sit, in a restaurant and sometimes wait until somebody left their table, and we would take pizza that wasn't bitten into, and so that's kind of taking the food before it hits the dumpster. And it wouldn't be unlike kids, to go ahead. Now, an adult may not want to go and get food out of a dumpster because of sanitary reasons, but, if this is fresh food that or the fact that it's, slightly going rotten, that some kids would be willing to eat it, and eat it. But,
dumpster diving is disgusting. That's number one. And then number two, the other thing about it is, it's up, the owners of the store had to file a slip of paper with the DA in order to drop the charges, and they didn't do that. So that jammed that part of it up.
Right.
I just don't know. I mean, what you have here is you've got the mother's story, and you've got the kid's story, and then you've got the DA's story.
Right.
So I guess the only thing here is you just got to choose between which ones you believe. And even if they did trespass, and even if they did, if they engaged in burglary, though, that's a pretty serious thing.
That's true, but I guess the only thing I wanted to share with the people is that, as kids, you do something like that, and to me, that's almost like a normal thing.
What, dumpster diving?
Yeah, it doesn't make it right, but seriously, it's taking some old food that was thrown out, and they might have been doing that very innocently, and all of this has to get proven. But that's just where I'm coming from. We probably had not a clue what they were actually doing.
Well, you could be right.
Here's some food. It's kind of yucky, but it's better than nothing.
All right. But you know what? They had money in their pockets. I mean.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? But you could be right.
All I wanted to share.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Okay. Well, she could be right. I'm asking you to decide. 303-713-7600. Two lines open. Who do you believe here? The Steamboat County Springs DA, the DA of this county's, the district attorney, or do you believe the mother, and do you believe the two kids? 303-713-7600. Two lines open. 7:47. 47 minutes past the hour here. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
AM 760. Progressive Traffic.
We're still dealing with a couple of crashes right now for your morning ride. Eastbound 6th Avenue, been troublesome out of Sheridan, actually at Sheridan out of Lakewood. We had traffic slowing down there quite a bit, but looks like it's almost out of the way. 270 was still tied up through Commerce City. Crash on the eastbound side at Vasquez, that involving a semi, so it could take a bit to get that one out of the way. Not bad at all through the tech center right now on I-25. 225 looks good through Aurora. We are starting to see things slowing down a bit southbound at Park. And again at 6. Weather today, partly cloudy and mild with afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 81. Right now it's 56 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Class is going on now. Learn from the best, Abate of Colorado. Abate has been the leader in motorcycle training for over 15 years, and their experienced instructors want to help beginners as well as experienced riders. To register for classes, go to abateofcolo.org. That's abateofcolo.org.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
President Bush continues to defend his war strategy. In the meantime, the Senate Democrats are calling for a vote of no confidence on Secretary Rumsfeld. We'll have congressional reaction. And Bill Ford has stepped down as CEO of Ford Motor Company. What does this mean for one of the big three automakers? We'll take your calls and more. The latest news on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Distributed Generation Systems reminds listeners that when dealing with breast cancer, early detection is the key to survival. If you don't find it, you can't fight it. Your basic knowledge and awareness are vital to detection. Know the symptoms, warning signs, and what to feel and look for during self-exams. If you're unsure, talk with your healthcare provider about setting up a breast health program. This is from Distributed Generation Systems in Lakewood. Again, that's Distributed Generation Systems, taking the time to care about the well-being of our community.
By using A.D. Kessler's creative real estate methods, I've bought and sold 12 houses. And now I have a real estate portfolio that's worth over $1 million. Now I'm buying a house every month.
You too can become a creative real estate millionaire. This is A.D. Kessler, and I can show you how you can make up to $10,000 or more each and every month for the rest of your life without using any of your own money. Call and I'll send you my free how-to video with my time-tested, proven methods for making big money in real estate right away.
Seems like everyone is making money in real estate these days. Stop sitting on the sidelines. Learn money-making secrets from the legendary real estate expert, A.D. Kessler. Call 800-549-8054 and get A.D. Kessler's Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video absolutely free. Learn how to get quick cash now doing win-win deals the A.D. Kessler way with no cash down. Call now for this limited-time free offer. Call 800-549-8054. Create the success you deserve. 800-549-8054.
750, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you're a homeowner, own your own home, in debt, let me show you the way out. The mortgage store will take you right out of there. For a limited time only, 5.75% for a 30-year fixed rate. And call them now, 303-423-7171. They will say yes, and they'll do it today. The mortgage store. They're the people to go to. 303-423-7171. You know what happens to those credit cards? Low, low interest rates in the beginning, introductory rate. Then they jack it up. So you know what? If that's you, pinned up against the financial wall by credit cards, the mortgage store is here to set you free. The mortgage store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and the best service. Even if you've had some credit problems in the past, they can still get you a great fixed rate mortgage. So call and save money on your home loan and get rid of those high interest rate credit cards. Call the mortgage store now, 303-423-7171. As a direct lender, the mortgage store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees, no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs, and they're with you every single step of the way. So let the loan consultants, the pros of the mortgage store, dedicated professionals, help you and get it done the right way. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number. Just call 877-55-GO-NOW. That's 877-55-GO-NOW. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 877-55-GO-NOW. That's 877-55-GO-NOW. Call now.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 752. 52 minutes past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 81, coming up next hour. The Democratic Party, the state of Colorado, goes after the Trailhead Group and Keith Olbermann's latest comments about President Bush, and that's all coming up next hour. Right now we're talking about the two men who got 6 months for getting in the trash, and the two conflicting stories here about what happened at the Sweet Pea Produce. We've got the DA's story about, charged with burglary and trespass and urinating in a building, and then you've got their side, which didn't happen. And I'm just asking you which side you believe and where you think all this is headed. Let me go to Jossie, who is in Fort Collins. Jossie, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hi.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I don't know a whole lot about the stories, just what I've been listening to this morning. But everyone keeps on calling him a kid, and he was 24. And I don't think, I'm only 23, and I've been into, I'm going into my second year of my career, and I just don't think 24 is really a kid that you should still be at the point of going through dumpsters and looking for food. I don't know.
Yeah, you know what, I think you technically may be right about that. When I was 24 years old, I had been working already for 4 or 5 years. But you know what, due to my age, of which I will be 54 next week, I have to say that compared to me, those two and you are kids. So, but technically, you're right. I mean, by the age of 24, you would hope that you don't go out and pull this, you know, what would be considered, I don't know, foolish pranks or kid-like behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you know what? That point's well taken.
All right.
All right?
Thanks.
Thanks. Talk to you later. Let's go to Richard Myers, who says he's got an online petition. Richard, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. This is Richard.
Hey.
I'm the author of the online petition, and I apologize because I've got a cold, but what I want to say is that the reason that Giles' mother was confused is because they had a surprise meeting yesterday in Steamboat Springs, where a lot of this information came out. Basically, what has happened is that the owner of the store realized that there was no break-in after he and his partner had overreacted rather frantically when they were making the police report. Now, the police report was never corrected. The owner of the store contacted the district attorney's office, tried to talk to him about it. The assistant district attorney was intent on prosecuting and told them that either that he was going to send a message to the community or, in the words of the store owner, that he was going to make an example of these two. And so what we have is a situation where there was a prosecution based upon something that never happened.
Hmm. Well, all right, so you want to make an example out of these kids. But you know what? Did they trespass? Yes.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And they have admitted to that all along.
Did they urinate on the side of the building?
You know, that came out in the report yesterday, and I'm sure it's possible.
Okay. But they insist that they did not break into the store, that the food did not come from inside the store.
That is correct, yes. And I think what has happened is that now the one co-owner of the store hasn't been speaking. She apparently is very upset by everything that's happened, and they've had lots of phone calls and everything. But Jonathan Hive has been reporting in the comments section of the newspaper up there, the Steamboat Pilot, and he's commented rather extensively. I've sent you a copy of his comments in your email. And he flat out says, hey, we were wrong. We thought that they had broken in. We overreacted. And we find out that there was no break-in. We try to take that back, but we didn't know exactly how to do it. And so it's really a tragic miscarriage of justice. But the DA's office is saying, well, look, this is what was in the police report. That's what we prosecuted on, and we're going to stick with that, even though it's not accurate information.
Well, if the police report's wrong, then you're right. It's a miscarriage of justice, and it's the wrong move. And I assume what you'd like to see happen is you'd just like to see them let off, period. Right?
At this point, absolutely, yes.
All right, I'm beginning to run out of time here. Give your website where people can sign the petition.
Yes, it's rebelgraphics.org/Colorado Freedom.
All right, Richard, I appreciate the call, man, and thank you, and maybe we'll talk more about this after 9 o'clock this morning.
Okay,
thank
great.
You so much. I appreciate you calling and giving us what you know.
Okay.
Thank you now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, coming up, we'll talk about the Democratic Party going after the Trailhead Group, and did you hear Keith Olbermann last night on MSNBC's Countdown? He had some words for George W. Bush, and we'll play them for you.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
We're McStain Neighborhoods. Pioneer green builders, supporters of smart growth, creators of neighborhoods where people feel connected to each other and to the natural environment. And every so often, we like to celebrate the fact that we're still here doing what we do. This year, we're celebrating in a way that we think is pretty special. Between now and September 30th, if you buy a new McStain home, we'll give you a whole year of clean, wind-generated power for your home. And that's not all. To go with your beautiful, energy-efficient McStain home, you'll also get a stylish, fuel-efficient Vespa scooter. So you'll have wind in your hair and wind power in your home. It's pretty much a wind-wind situation. This anniversary offer is limited. Visit McStain.com for details. McStain Neighborhoods. We're on a mission here.
Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rowe, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder, and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedetani. President Bush is getting ready to spell out a new proposal to bring terror suspects to trial. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer has a preview.
The administration needs a new approach because the Supreme Court declared planned military tribunals to be unconstitutional. The new plan includes modified court-martial procedures. 9/11 families and first responders have been invited to the White House speech. This morning, spokesman Tony Snow says Mr. Bush will create a sense of urgency for congressional action on the revised approach to the trials. The U.S. holds more than 445 detainees in Cuba. Many have not been charged with any crime. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
Trouble with a fuel cell forced NASA to scrub today's shuttle launch. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
Engineers are still troubleshooting this issue in hopes of fixing it in time for a launch attempt on Thursday or possibly Friday. Friday, of course, is the end of the current launch window, and if Atlantis isn't off the ground by then, the flight will be delayed till late October.
The shuttle's fuel cells are critical. They crank out power for the shuttle. Will longer warranties get people to buy more new cars? The Bloomberg News Service's General Motors is about to come out with a new warranty program. Automotive consultant Eric Merkel isn't sure that's going to bring buyers in from the field.
The real issue here is, where do you go? I mean, after all of these types of campaigns have been run, I think that the consumer is getting more immune to different ideas, different marketing campaigns that are being thrown about.
The father of Australian crocodile hunter Steve Irwin says he's against having a state funeral. Bob Irwin says that's not what his son would have wanted.
He's just an ordinary bloke. And he wants to be remembered as an ordinary bloke.
Irwin was filming a television show off the Great Barrier Reef when he was attacked and killed by a stingray. A Stockton, California father is in big trouble for allegedly attacking the 13-year-old football player who put a late hit on his son. Witnesses say Corey Patero sparked a brawl by running out on the field Saturday night. Dan Champion's stepson was on the receiving end.
He's walking back to the huddle, and this guy just comes flying out with a forearm to the back of his head. And when he went down, then he just started punching him.
Parents and players on both teams traded blows for 20 minutes. Patero is charged with felony child abuse. Florida Congresswoman Catherine Harris, who was in charge of the bitterly contested 2000 presidential recount, had no trouble winning a four-way Republican Senate primary. Now she'll face incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson in November. Some party leaders had tried to talk Harris out of running because they were afraid her name on the ballot would draw a large turnout by Democrats and hurt all Republican candidates. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Florence is likely to become a hurricane, but the system is still well out to sea, and there's no telling if it's going to pose a threat to the United States. In early trading, the Dow Industrials down 40 points, NASDAQ's down 20. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
This is Regina with the emergency team.
There's a motorcycle accident. It looks bad. It's not located the driver.
Hold the line while I contact the emergency services.
Even when the emergency doesn't involve you, OnStar can help.
Dispatch.
This is Regina with OnStar. I have a Good Samaritan reporting a motorcycle accident. They see the motorcycle, but they can't find whomever was on it. Let me bring him online.
Do you know where he is?
Yeah, he's in a ditch.
Is he conscious?
He's alive, but he's choking.
Can you send someone down there with a cell phone?
Problem. There's no reception here.
Okay, we're sending paramedics.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
This rescue squad's on the scene. Thank you.
It's not a problem, sir. Thank you for being a Good Samaritan.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The trial for the man accused of shooting two Denver police officers could begin this week. Jury selection began yesterday for Raul Gomez Garcia, charged with killing Detective Donnie Young a year ago. Now, Young's widow, Kelly, says she's glad they've gotten to this point.
It was worth it to me to get him back from Mexico to forfeit the death penalty. Does he deserve it? Yes. But I'm okay with the decisions that we made.
Some 80 potential witnesses are expected to take the stand. The Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office has arrested three teens who they say vandalized 38 school buses belonging to the Cherry Creek District. Sheriff Grayson Robinson says security cameras helped identify 19-year-olds Timothy Lawless, Joseph Prentice, and Benjamin Mills.
I think it's outrageous. They told us that they were simply bored and they just wanted something to do, but I really believe that 19-year-old young men should be able to find something a little more productive than destroying the assets of the local taxpayer.
The three face felony charges ranging from trespassing to criminal mischief. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, you have a lot of company now. Northbound I-25 as you head through the tech center, but we're running smoothly. Not too good further up. Northbound delayed at Santa Fe from a crash. We also had a broken down semi blocking the ramp from 58th to northbound 25. Southbound very heavy, 38th to Spear as usual. And we still had wreck cleanup. Eastbound 270 at Vasquez. Much improved ride eastbound 6th Avenue out of Lakewood now that crash has been cleared. Security wait time at DIA today, 5 minutes. Your weather outlook, partly cloudy and mild with afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 81. Currently it's 62 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With E470, you can get where you want to go fast. Cruise by the Southland Shopping Center at E470 and Smoky Hill Road from 10 to 2 on Saturday, September 9th for family fun at E470's Car Care Safety Fair. Visit E470.com. That's E470.com.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner. Call me at 720-529-5442 or see my work online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Lost in the maze of drug and alcohol addiction? Treatment is a way out. This September, celebrate National Alcohol and Drug Addiction Recovery Month by finding the direction and support you need. For more information, visit www.recoverymonth.gov.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. Could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning, 8:07. Great high today, 81, partly sunny skies. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here, and our very special guest is Colorado Party Chairwoman Pat Block, who has filed an affidavit with Denver District Attorney Mitch Morrissey asking for an investigation and prosecution of a trailhead group for false campaign ads targeting Bill Ritter. In a 30-second trailhead ad, an announcer freely portrays Ritter's record of prosecuting criminals. KUSA featured the ad during a recent Truth Test news segment and concluded the ad misrepresented and distorted several facts in the attack ad. In addition, the report pointed out that the trailhead group had falsely stated that Ritter had avoided the death penalty for capital crimes. And, Pat, good morning, and welcome back to AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. All right, so the trailhead group, once again, our old adversary, is out there smearing Bill Ritter and telling lies about him. And it was on the front page, I believe, yesterday of the Denver Post, where most legal experts disagree with the trailhead's assessment. And you're going to Mitch Morrissey to file an affidavit asking for what or hoping to get what done?
Well, first of all, I want him to investigate Trailhead. And if there are reasonable grounds, I want him to prosecute them. I mean, they should not be allowed to put out false information the way that they have. And I just want to point out, I went to Mitch Morrissey because earlier this year I had an exchange of information with John Suthers that he would pursue and investigate any problems with Trailhead. And then when I tried to get the Attorney General's office to do that specifically, they declined to do it. So I just decided that the next approach was to go to the Denver DA because we're all sitting here in Denver, and I want him to look into this.
And if he finds that they have done something wrong, then what?
Well, they can be prosecuted, and you know, I don't know what the actual you know, remedies are at this point. The first thing, I mean, the damage has been done. I actually filed a complaint with a letter on Friday evening with him when these ads first started coming out, with the hope that we could get them off the air. But of course, it was Labor Day weekend, and they were on. Luckily, some of the, you know, we complain sometimes about the media, but some of the media hopped right onto it. Adam Schrager at 9 News was on it instantly and had it up on his website, showing the, you know, the truth of some statements and the falseness of others. And, you know, and then, of course, you've covered it. The Denver Post has covered it. I think that the news is onto it, but I think that furthermore, I mean, these 527s, I know there are 527s on the Democratic side as well, but, you know, they're very difficult to deal with because they're basically rogue organizations. They can go out and do anything they want to do without the consent of their party or without the consent of the candidate. And in this case, I think that they need to do due diligence and make sure that what they're saying is correct. And as far as we can tell, the only source for Trailhead statement was a newspaper article discussing a case that happened down in the southwest part of the state. So if they'd done their statistics, the statistics are available. You know, it's really easy to go on and see what the fact is. For example, that he didn't enforce the death penalty. Well, in fact, he sought the death penalty 7 times during his tenure as DA. And then that the crime rate increased during his tenure. Well, that's just not true. And so I just think that we need to put a stop to the kinds of things that are going on.
Yeah, I agree, and it's going to get much worse. 527s are extremely hard to control because you're right. They mostly launch attack ads. They have no connections to anybody, quote-unquote, although we happen to know that the Trailhead Group does have a connection to Governor Bill Owens, even though he denies that. They're very, very hard. I mean, they make these smear-like robocalls. This is not the first run-in we've had with the Trailhead Group. And there's probably going to be more of it now as we get closer in the campaigns. Do you see a lot of this stuff getting nasty?
I suspect it will. I mean, I think there's a bit. I mean, I felt this way about Trailhead from the beginning, that there's a bit of franticness on their part because, you know, as Democrats, we're much better organized in this state. We spent the last year and a half putting an infrastructure in place that can deliver votes, and everybody's been working really, really hard. And as I've said repeatedly, as I go around the state, there are a lot of Republicans out there who are disenchanted with their party because their party is talking about wedge issues instead of the mainstream issues. You know, Jay, I don't know whether you saw the clip this morning on from President Bush talking about Bill Ford's resignation and saying, you know, about the same time saying, you know, the economy is really good right now.
Right.
But, you know, when I talk to people throughout the state, their pocketbooks are hurting, and it's because of high gas prices, and it's because of health care. And so that's what the candidates should be out there doing, is telling us what are they going to do about this, not smearing each other. I mean, I think people get very quickly tired of smear tactics. And we put out a small video yesterday that Bill Ritter made in response to this ad, very nice, you know, stating the facts. And I was just inundated with emails back from folks saying, oh, yay, this is good. I'm glad I have this. You know, where's my yard sign? And some of them saying, I don't want negative campaigning to go on. I'm tired of the negative stuff all the time. And then Bill, of course, launched his first ad this morning on television, which was a very positive, strong ad about the future and the promise of Colorado in terms of energy. So, and that's what people want to hear. What are you going to do about these things that affect us in our daily lives?
I have mixed feelings about all of this. I mean, on one hand, I don't want us to get swift voted. I don't want any candidate to get swift voted. And I realize, I was talking about this earlier this morning, I realize that the quote-unquote air war that goes on around political campaigns is a real drag and that we get tired of it. But, I was asking people that, you know, Angie Piccioni has now hit the million-dollar mark. She's gone over the million-dollar mark.
She's in the paper today.
Yeah.
Great article.
You know, and it's, as I said to people, I said, you know, volunteer time or just give $25 or $50. But,
right.
You know, we've got to turn around and we've got to get Ed Perlmutter going. We've got to turn around. We've got to get Bill Winter going. We've got to get Jay Fawcett going. We've got to get, we all have to stand together and get these folks going. And fortunately, in this day and age, you got to have money to run an air war on the broadcast media. And if you don't have a war chest, you're in trouble, and that's why we've got to band together, and all of us have got to push these folks over the top, whether it's volunteering time in your own individual district or going to the district next year's or just going online and giving them $25 or $50. We have to do this. This is critical because this is a critical time for this country.
I absolutely agree with you, and let me make two comments. One, as far as the Swiss voting, I do think we have to answer negative ads. I think that we have to set the facts straight because we know that, we're coming out of an era in which everybody said, don't campaign door-to-door, just do big ads, you'll reach more people. And now we're understanding that people really want somebody to look them in the eye and talk to them about things that matter to them. And so we're back to door-to-door, and we're still doing, you know, the media ads, because that increases name recognition. But they don't have to be all negative. On the other hand, we do have to answer people when they shoot negative stuff at us. You know, I would challenge, I've given up the last 2 years of my life to work for the party. I would challenge everybody not to do that, but maybe an hour a day. You know, help somebody get yard signs out or get on the phone. Or, yeah, if you don't have that hour a day, commit a certain number of dollars a week, and you can do that to the state party. You can do that to the candidate of choice. But the fact is, as someone who's lived and worked in other countries, we are so lucky to live in a democracy that allows us to have a voice. We need to take advantage of that every single day, be thankful that it's there, and be involved in some way. Because I really believe this is one of the most critical elections this year that we could have. We're talking about 2008, who might be the next president, and that's really important. But I've got a button I walk around wearing saying, I won't wait for 2008. You know, this is 2006, and we can really change the course of this country by what we do in the next got to look at my board out here, 63 days.
63 days, yeah. I agree. So if we're ever going to get off our half moons and get mobilized, we got to do it now. Please let us know what happens with this with the Mitch Morrissey situation and what happens with Trailhead. And, we'll keep track of Trailhead, too, and try to get the message out as much as possible when they attack and distort. We'll try to let people know as much as possible what's going on.
Yeah, and thanks to Jay Marvin, we now have a robo machine, so we're going to get good strong messages out there.
Yeah, so we're going to be firing up the State Democratic Party robo machine here, in a little bit, and I'm going to do some of the robo calls. So, you know, when you hear my voice, don't hang up on me, okay? It's only me. All right, Pat, hang on a second. John wants to talk to you, and I love you, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, Jay.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, there's State Democratic Chairwoman Pat Walk. All right, I got a ton of emails last night about Keith Olbermann's latest op-ed piece about the president's speech yesterday. Am I going to play it on AM 760 Progressive Talk? Well, as I told one guy this morning, early in the morning when I typed him the email, If it's out there, if I can acquire it, you're damn right I'm going to play it. If you love the first one, you'll love this one. And I...
At Thunder Mountain of Denver, see Colorado's biggest and best selection of certified pre-owned Harley-Davidsons and brand-new Thunder Mountain custom cycle. Ride home on a bike today and enjoy a free trip for two to Las Vegas. Thunder Mountain of Denver, with the best pricing, the best financing, and all bikes fully serviced and ready to roll. Right now, take advantage of financing for up to 120 months. No money down and no interest for up to 6 months on select Thunder Mountain custom cycles with approved credit. Thunder Mountain of Denver, off I-70 in Pecos and online at thundermountainofdenver.com.
Pecos into the metro. Got a problem, though, on the westbound side. We're really clogged Sheridan to Church Ranch due to a crash there in the westbound lanes at Sheridan. Northbound 25 at Santa Fe jammed up from a wreck as well. You can watch out for surface street problems northbound Santa Fe at Mississippi and Monaco at East Martin Luther King. The signals are down there in all four directions, really tying up that intersection. Weather today, partly cloudy and mild with afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 81. Right now it's 62 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive. Of talk.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Golf DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
Parents, when kids head back to school, their attention's on friends, classes, and their new lunchbox. It's a time when a persuasive stranger could easily find a youngster preoccupied. Make sure your children are using the buddy system as well as taking a safe route to and from school. Establish a kid code and remind them that if they ever have a problem with a stranger, to run, yell, then tell. This is from the Olinger family of funeral homes and cemeteries with 20 locations in the Denver area. That's Olinger.
Courtesy of Sean Healy, Keller Williams Preferred Realty.
Are you thinking about selling your home? If so, you can now find out what your home is worth online by going to DenverHomePrice.com. At DenverHomePrice.com, you'll receive information on what comparable homes have sold for in your neighborhood, which homes are currently listed, how long they've been for sale, and their prices. Based on this information, you'll have an idea of what your home is worth. This confidential analysis from DenverHomePrice.com is absolutely free. Visit DenverHomePrice.com. That's DenverHomePrice.com.
Today's seminar is titled How to Uncover Leads. It's easy. All you need is Hoovers. That's right. Just go to www.tryhoovers.com. Okay, that's it. Thanks for coming.
Hey, that's it? I paid a lot of money for this seminar, and all I get is tryhoovers.com?
To meet sales goals, you need targeted, qualified leads, not just names and numbers. And there's just one place to go for accurate information, tryhoovers.com.
But I already have a list of businesses and people that I can call. Why Hoovers?
Are you sure you're calling the right people? Do they have a need for your products and services? Hoovers is the only resource that can uncover the right leads, so you can start prospecting today. And right now, Hoovers is offering a free trial at tryhoovers.com.
So Hoovers can help me uncover new leads that I've been missing.
Go check it out. Over 300,000 successful business professionals already rely on Hoovers to get and keep their competitive edge.
Visit tryhoovers.com for your free trial or call 1-866-206-2076. Offer ends soon.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to ride with the bus. Join AM 760 Progressive Talk on Sunday, September 10th for the 4th Annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic. Choose from 5 different routes through scenic Boulder and Larimer counties and enjoy a post-race celebration, including entertainment and a pasta buffet. Proceeds raised will benefit the University of Colorado College of Arts and Sciences Scholarship Fund. For more information and race day details, log on to am760.net.
After 8, high today 81, under partly sunny skies. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget, if you missed any earlier part of the program, you can always get it on podcast at am760.net. We played the first Keith Olbermann op-ed that he did, the first special commentary that he did regarding Donald Rumsfeld's speech, and we got numerous requests for it to play it over and over again. And what we ended up doing is we ended up putting it on the website at am760.net. Yesterday, George W. Bush, President Bush, had another speech on Iraq and on the so-called war on terror, in which he tried to, 9/11, he tried to fold them all together. And had some pretty, what I would consider to be some pretty outrageous and some pretty rough comments. So Keith Olbermann, again last night on Countdown, stepped out and gave us another great commentary, and I want to share it with you. Here's Keith Olbermann from Countdown last night.
And now a special comment about the president's speech today. It is to our deep national shame, and ultimately it will be to the president's deep public regret, that he has followed his Secretary of Defense down the path of trying to tie those loyal Americans who disagree with his policies or even question their effectiveness or execution to the Nazis of the past and the Al-Qaeda of the present. Today, in the same subtle terms in which Mr. Bush and his colleagues muddied the clear line separating Iraq and 9/11 without ever actually saying so, the president quoted a purported Osama bin Laden letter that spoke of launching, quote, a media campaign to create a wedge between the American people and their government. Make no mistake here. The intent of that is to get us to confuse the psychotic scheming of an international terrorist with that familiar bogeyman of the far right, the, quote, media, unquote. The president and the vice president and others have often attacked freedom of speech and freedom of dissent and freedom of the press. Now Mr. Bush has signaled that his unparalleled and unprincipled attack on reporting has a new and venomous side angle. The attempt to link by the simple expediency of one word, media, the honest, patriotic, indeed vital questions and questioning from American reporters with the evil of Al-Qaeda propaganda. That linkage is more than just indefensible. It is un-American. Mr. Bush and his colleagues have led us before to such waters. We will not drink again. And the president's rewriting and sanitizing of history so it fits the expediencies of domestic politics today is just as false and just as scurrilous.
A failed Austrian painter published a book in which he explained his intention to build an Aryan superstate in Germany, take revenge on Europe, and eradicate the Jews. The world ignored Hitler's words and paid a terrible price.
Whatever the true nature of Al-Qaeda and other international terrorist threats, to ceaselessly compare them to the Nazi state of Germany serves only to embolden them. Moreover, Mr. Bush, you are accomplishing in part what Osama bin Laden and others seek, a fearful American populace, easily manipulated and willing to throw away any measure of restraint, any loyalty to our own ideals and freedoms, for the comforting illusion of safety. It thus becomes necessary to remind the president that his administration's recent Nazi kick is an awful and a cynical thing. And it becomes necessary to reach back into our history for yet another quote from yet another time and to ask it of Mr. Bush. Have you no sense of decency, sir?
That was Keith Olbermann last night on Countdown. You want to react to that? 303-713-7600. And, of course, the no sense of decency, sir, is from the McCarthy error. 303-713-7600. Keith Olbermann stepping out last night on Countdown to take the president to task for his speech yesterday about the Iraq War, about 9/11, about terrorism, and about how this administration has conveniently folded all of these things together and also is making accusations such as, you know, now going after the media when they ought to be spending time going after Osama bin Laden. I said this earlier in the morning. I'm going to say it again. Next week we will commemorate 9/11, but I think all of us should be asking this question as 9/11 approaches, and I think we should be asking our moderate and we should be asking our conservative friends as 9/11 approaches. And I think we ought to be asking ourselves, why is it the mastermind of that event is still at large and is not captured? Why is that person still roaming around? Shouldn't this administration have to answer for this? I've got a much longer cut, which I'm saving for next week. Even though I desperately want to play it this week, even though I desperately want to get it on now, and it's a cut of Commissioner Benveniste of the 9/11 Commission going rounds with Condoleezza Rice over that public briefing memo, which he kept saying was a historical document. I said it this morning between 6 and 7 o'clock. And I'm going to be saying it a lot between now and Election Day. that no one has been held accountable for what happened to us on 9/11. And that Osama bin Laden is still out there roaming around. And for you and I, or anybody else, regardless of political party, ideology, however we feel, to question the conduct of this war that we're stuck in Iraq, which is only getting worse, not better, does not make us unpatriotic, does not make us appeasers, does not make us sympathizers. That's something that just comes out of Karl Rove's brain. And it's wrong. I mean, it's dead wrong. And you and I should continue to speak up and to say what we think. And not allow any of this stuff to pass notice. Not allow it to pass notice to ourselves, not allow it to pass notice to our friends or to anybody else. To anybody else. And we should be raising this. And not allow this administration, not allow political candidates to get away with trying to twist the facts on what happened on 9/11, what happened in the aftermath of 9/11, what didn't happen in Afghanistan, what didn't happen with bin Laden, and what continues to happen on the ground in Iraq. And I would start by saying, for those of you that live in the congressional district of the Ed Perlmutter or Rick O'Donnell race, maybe you should ask Mr. O'Donnell about this. Does he think Donald Rumsfeld should keep his job? Does he agree with the conduct of the war? Maybe he can explain to us why this administration has not caught the person who was the mastermind behind this whole thing that went on in 9/11 that we're going to commemorate with such sadness and emotion next week. Oh, you know, I've just been hot about this all frickin' morning. This 9/11 docudrama business and all of this. And you know what? This administration keeps escaping, and we have got to hold them responsible and hold their feet to the fire. All right, you want to comment on that? You want to comment on Oberman? Whatever, I got to two open lines, 303-713-7600. Let's take a look at some progressive traffic now with Gina Michaels, and then we'll go to your phone calls.
For your drive from Denver to Boulder, we had a crash westbound at Sheridan. They had that held up for a while from Federal to Church Ranch. Looks like they're moving it out of the left lane. Eastbound into town, pretty heavy with the Curiosity and rush hour slowdowns. Federal to Pecos, still dealing with wreck cleanup on the freeways. Northbound 25 at Santa Fe, eastbound 270 at Vasquez. Also have a brand new one, eastbound I-70 at Sheridan. Right and center lanes really going to start tying up the works there, so heads up. Weather today, partly cloudy and mild with afternoon thunderstorms. Storms and a high of 81. Right now it's 62 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, keep your Toyota running great. Take advantage of your local Denver Metro Toyota Service Center's lube, oil, and filter service and multi-point inspection, all for just $29.95. Hurry, offer ends September 30th.
Saturday, the rivalry resumes at Invesco Field. CU, CSU. Tickets still available on CUBus.com or at 303-49-BUS. Or register to win free tickets on AM760.net. We'll have the Buffalo Stampede at 1. Kickoff at 3 right here on AM760 Progressive Talk.
What's new at 9? A new 9 newscast. Different time, different channel. KTVD, My 20.
9 News at 9. It's people you know and trust. I'll have all the weather information you need.
And Kirk will give you all of the day's entertainment news. And it's all wrapped up in half an hour. The news and weather you need.
What will you do with the extra hour? Join Mark Kobrick, Bozzy Kanani, Kathy Sabin, and Kirk Montgomery for a new option. 9 News at 9 on KTVD, My 20.
8:32, 32 minutes past the hour. And you know something? If you need work done on your roof, there is only one place to go. It's XL Roofing. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, XL's where he went, and you should do the same. Give him a call at 303-761-6400. They work with all major insurance companies. They'll make sure that you don't get ripped off. And let me give you a little bit of these guys' history. They have a proven track record since 1994. Your project manager is with you from start to finish. A dedicated quality control inspector to make sure your job is done right. And most important, no until you're satisfied. You heard me right. No payment until you're satisfied. Man, as good as these guys are, why would you want to chance it with anybody else? So call XL Roofing and call them now at 303-761-6400 or check them out on the internet, xlroofing.com.
Hey, Denver, it's Incredible Vision, made incredibly affordable.
For a limited time, you can still save $1,000 on LASIK at Spivak Vision Center, the Rockies' most trusted name in vision. So this summer, get out there and get focused with LASIK by the world-class eye surgeons of Spivak Vision Center and our $1,000 LASIK savings. To make Spivak LASIK even more affordable, we'll finance your LASIK procedure interest-free for one full year. And with payments as low as $3 a day, your wait for the ultimate LASIK procedure is over. But don't take my word for it. See for yourself by calling Spivak Vision Center at 303-C2020. That's 303-C2020. For incredible vision made incredibly affordable, there's only one name for LASIK, Spivak LASIK. Call 303-C2020 today or visit us online at SpivakVision.com for your $1,000 savings.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin. And then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right. Thank you there, Eduardo. It's 8:34, 34 minutes before the hour. High today, 81. Partly sunny skies here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600. Your reaction to Keith Olbermann, or you can talk about what Pat Walk was talking about. You can talk about what I was talking about. Coming up after 9 o'clock, we'll explore democracy and religion, and the Democrats and religion. Let's go to Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
I really believe that Keith Olbermann is probably our only voice on TV, and anybody out there listening should support him and watch his show. I think what he has to say is right on target. I think between this speech and the speech before this, I think they're going to target him, and I think they're going to go after him, just like they do everybody else. It's just a matter of time.
Well, you know, his ratings are going up. He's getting more viewers all the time.
Well, this administration is every time someone has spoke out against them, they have gone after them. I wouldn't be surprised if they, you know, they try to get him yanked from the air or start trying to run a smear campaign against him, because that's just what these people do. People have to realize and wake up and smell the coffee that time is ticking, and the more time we let these people rule or stay in power, the more time that it's going to take to get back, to decency and to a place where we should be. Socially and economically.
Well, I don't know if there's conservative pressure groups around his case or not. It'd be interesting to know if they are. I'm sure that there are some conservatives out there who probably have written, you know, emails and written letters to management, that they're sick and tired of him, the usual gripes, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? You're right. I mean, we can do exactly the same thing. There's nothing that stops us from sending MSNBC an email saying, hey, we really like this guy Keith Olbermann, so keep him on the air, and we're telling all our friends to watch him, and we really like him. So there's nothing to keep us from not doing exactly the same thing that thinkprogress.org is running that campaign against the so-called alleged 9/11 docudrama that ABC is going to air, trying to get that altered and get to be made more factual. And you can go to thinkprogress.org/tellABC and fill out an online, send an online email to Bob Iger, the CEO of ABC, and tell him how you feel.
Have you seen the On Native Soil, the movie, the narrative movie, Kevin Costner? And,
oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's another one. You know, it does blame the Clinton administration. You know, it does lay blame on everybody. And, you know, maybe that's where it needs to go. But the problem is that this administration has done nothing about 9/11, about the 9/11 Commission. It has not funded. It has not followed the advice of, you know, and why have a commission if you're not going to learn from it?
Well, you know what? Keep it in mind, they didn't want the commission in the first place.
True. But
they didn't want the commission in the first place, so why would you think that they would follow anything that the commission would recommend? As a matter of fact, they don't even talk about any of that in any of their rhetoric. They don't talk about any of it, about any of following those recommendations at all.
Well, that's what we need to be doing. That's what the Democrats need to
Well, they are doing that. I mean, it's being brought up all the time. It's being brought up all the time. As a matter of fact, last person I saw bring it up was Max Cleland.
Well, and that's what needs to happen. These people that are blind followers, that just, you know, take their word at their word. Take these people at their word. Need to start digging and really doing some investigating. Anybody
well,
out there listening?
I agree. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate the call. Thanks.
Care.
Yeah, you know, you got to dig. You got to go look. You can't trust. You got to. Well, what was that? Ronald Reagan used to say that about trust and verify. But you can't trust. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, thanks, Jay. I wanted to thank you for all your kind and generous comments about labor unions, not just on Labor Day, but year-round. And I also wanted to let you and other listeners know, if they Google the Treaty of Tripoli, Article 11, signed by President Hamilton, 1797, says that the United States is not based on the Christian religion. He's one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. He was one of the first presidents. What better source could you have than that?
Well, that is a good source, but unfortunately, you know, those on the authoritarian religious right are only going to read and only going to see what they want to see and only going to read what they want to believe, and it's very, very hard. It's very, very hard to get through to them, and this is a very that's why we're going to talk about this after 9 o'clock. It's a very difficult topic to talk about because, inevitably, I'm going to get an email now from somebody who's a mainstream Christian, and boom, you know, it's like, you're bashing Christianity. No, I'm not. I'm only talking about a certain segment of it, not the whole thing.
Hey, our union meeting starts with the Pledge of Allegiance, and there isn't anybody in there that doesn't put their hand over their heart and say, "In one nation under God." And we're all God, whether we participate in organized religion every Sunday or every Saturday or every Friday, we all believe that there was a Creator, and He's the one that said, "Do unto others as you would do unto have them do unto you."
I agree. I agree. You know what? I agree 150% with you, man. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate the call.
Bet.
All right. Let's go to Michelle in Denver. Michelle, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I agree. You know what?
Hi, Michelle. Turn your radio down and go ahead.
Hey, Jay. I just wanted to let you know I think that you are the bomb, and you've got a real good perspective of everything, and everybody should listen to you a little bit more. You've got good ideas, great opinion.
Oh, aren't you kind? You're very nice. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Well, that beats the criticism I was getting a couple of weeks ago, doesn't it? Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Dave in Westminster. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing very good. Hey, the person I talked to, your producer or whoever, asked me, about my comments towards Keith Olbermann, and actually I have two very brief things to say. First of all, Olbermann is one of the guys with how would you say huevos out there that actually, you know, stands up and you know, tells it like it is.
He's leaning out there for us. You're damn right.
Yeah, he really is. And I'll tell you what, I listen to I watch Hardball and Olbermann religiously. And last night, I don't know if you caught Hardball, but Chris Matthews had Tony Snow on. And you want to talk about, you know, and Chris sometimes, you know, I love him, but last night he was lobbing Tony Snow softballs like you wouldn't believe it. And, you know, Tony Snow was just sitting there, you know, just giving the party line. And as you would expect him to do, that's his job. You know, he comes from, of course, you know his background, you know, with Fox and everything. But Olbermann comes out, says it like it is, and, you know, people need to be listening to it. And, you know, one of your callers earlier while I was on hold was talking about, you know, somebody in the Machiavellian environment that we have with this administration. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to take him out in some way, and I'm not talking about, you know, anything violent or anything, but you know, through you know, a smear campaign or whatever.
Well, they would pull the they would pull, you know what they would do? They would pull the same trick that they used to pull, that they've pulled for 34, 35 years. You know what that is? They mobilize all the right-wing groups, and MSNBC suddenly tomorrow or the next day starts getting bombarded with emails about how bad Oberman is, about how if you advertise on Oberman's show, we're not going to go to those advertisers, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? We can also do the same thing.
Yeah, we can, and that's the problem, is that we do need to mobilize. And one of the things that, Air America and Progressive Radio does, and your show, and Eddie Schultz, and, Randy Rhodes, and all you folks that I listen to religiously do is give us that voice. And, I'm finding more people that before, 2-3 years ago when they were still, saying, Bush has got a plan, he's got this, he's doing this, he's not, you shouldn't be so critical, wait and see what he's going to do. Now I'm finding those same people are starting to say, where can I get a different message? So I'm promoting 760, in that regard. However, before I go, there's one thing I need to tell you. I recently worked for an organization. And I'm a Vietnam veteran. I'm 51 years old. Vietnam era. I didn't fight in Vietnam, but I was in the era, and I've always considered myself a patriotic person. I went to work recently for an independent company. They are a profit-oriented company called National Write Your Congressman Incorporated. I don't know if you know who they are. They're based out of Richardson, Texas. Anyway, I was recruited by them because they found my resume on one of the monster.com or career builder or whatever. They contacted me and they presented this position, which is essentially a sales position where you go door to door to small businesses under the pretense of doing legislative research and presenting yourself as a nonpartisan organization, basically having no affiliation with the right or the left or anybody like that. They didn't ask me about my politics when they hired me. I had a pretty good resume, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, I got into the organization about 6 to 8 weeks and went through the training and this and that. And to make a long story short, this organization, which would be similar to like a Chamber of Commerce type of deal or NFIB or the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which are all lobbies and PACs in Washington, this organization called National Write Your Congressman Incorporated is a shill for the Republican Party.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of those out there.
And let me tell you what, you go in, the whole spiel is you walk into business, you say, I'm doing legislative research in this congressional district, and I need to get your opinion on this particular issue in Washington, D.C., and you need to speak to the owner of the business. It's geared towards small business. And basically you engage them very quickly on a short opinion ballot, and the opinion ballots, while I was in my brief stint with them, were on immigration reform. And so you get them engaged, and then once you do that and you get them to kind of spit out, their politics, you find out, if they're on the right or the left. If they're on the left, you basically walk out. If they're on the right, you feed the anger.
There's a lot of those groups out there, and you got to be careful about who you deal with, particularly who calls you and what the story is. There's no question about that. Dave, thank you, man. I appreciate it. I'm out of time. I appreciate the call, though. Thank you so much. You too. All right. 8:47. It's 47 minutes before the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to talk to Reverend Senator Roy Herron. He is the Democratic floor leader in the Tennessee Senate, but we're going to be talking about Democrats.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Whisk your loved one away to an enchanted land where a nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess. Snowflakes and flowers dance. Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to www.nutcracker.com. Celebrate the holidays with the gift she'll never forget. Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th.
Faithful listeners who are upset when they can't hear it, you know?
Make your daily appointment with Ed. 1 o'clock with Ed Schultz.
You have this meeting.
The Ed Schultz Show.
We're going to do that. And we're going to have more fun with it. And maybe I'll say things that I don't say what I really want to say.
Where Colorado comes to talk on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
40 years ago, we were hippies who thought we could change the world. Today, we still do. We're McStain Neighborhoods. Pioneer green builders, supporters of smart growth, creators of neighborhoods where people feel connected to each other and to the natural environment. And every so often, we like to celebrate the fact that we're still here doing what we do. This year, we're celebrating in a way that we think is pretty special. Between now and September 30th, if you buy a new McStain home, we'll give you a whole year of clean, wind-generated power for your home. And that's not all. To go with your beautiful, energy-efficient McStain home, you'll also get a stylish, fuel-efficient Vespa scooter. So you'll have wind in your hair and wind power in your home. It's pretty much a wind-wind situation. This anniversary offer is limited. Visit McStain.com for details. McStain Neighborhoods. We're on a mission here.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the person we all know is the strongest candidate in this race.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you all invited me here today. The fact is, I really have nothing to say, except...
I'm handsome, I'm funny, I tell a good joke. I'll hug you, I'll kiss you, I don't even smoke. My family is impeccable, my past quite respectable. Vote for me assuredly, but don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voter's Guide. Paid for by AARP.
8:50. It's 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. You got it. Ton of car dealers out there you can go to. I mean, there's a million of them to pick from. But more and more people all the time pick Rocky's Autos. Why? They're the number one volume dealer. And why is that? Well, first of all, how about the huge selection they have of clean late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado? I mean, they got a diverse selection like you wouldn't believe. Over 500 units on the lot. Everything you can think of, they've got it. And you know what? It's just a gigantic superstore of cars. And you can get out there and find something that's good for you, for the family, whatever you have in mind. Also, why do people go to Rocky's? Because you know something, the people who work there work very, very hard to make sure you're happy. Folks like the Alshires, Tom and Marv, guys like Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Jim Monroe, Johnny Mays. The list just goes on and on of people out there who really, really, really work hard in order to make sure that you get the treatment and the automobile that you're looking for. They're passionate about what they do there, and you can obviously tell that. And you can tell that I'm passionate about them because they are my friends. And it's a great place to buy a good, clean, late model used car. Mary and I send our friends, our family there. There are just numerous reasons why Rocky's is the number one volume dealer along the Front Range. And if you want to find out, get on out there to Rocky's and see for yourself. Check out Rocky's online, rockysautos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve about that. Or get out there and see them in person. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., but if you come a little bit after 9, they'll stay late and they'll take care of you, and you'll be absolutely fine. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. They're just good folks. Rocky's Autos at the corner of 63rd and Federal. You tell them I sent you.
Allied Insurance reminds when kids head back to school, their attention is on friends, classes, and their new lunchbox. It's a time when a persuasive stranger could easily find a youngster preoccupied. Make sure your children are using the buddy system as well as a safe route to and from school. This is from Allied Insurance, a nationwide company on your side. See your local independent agency about Allied's auto, home, and commercial insurance services. Allied Insurance, showing concern for our kids. Allied Insurance.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:53, 53 minutes past the hour. High today, 81, partly sunny skies. AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600, one open line. And we got open phones coming up next hour. Plus, we're going to talk about Democrats and religion. So if you've been wondering about that, we're going to get into that again. We've talked about it numerous times on the show. It's a very important point. And well, there's a new group who wants to stress this, and you know, we want to give them a shot. All right, let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Ginger in southeast Denver. Ginger, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Calling to find out. I've been noticing that this administration has been using the word fascist when describing the Islamic fundamentalists. But if you look at the word fascist, isn't this government now a fascist government?
No, I don't think we are in the classic sense of it. I think we're close. I think we have some problems. I think we don't correct things, as John W. Dean points out in his book, Conservatives Without Conscience, and if we don't rein in the authoritarian conservatives who are currently running the country, I think we are going to head in that direction. I think we are going to have problems. The idea of Islamic fascism actually is the administration not understanding the term. Fascism would be a state-organized form of government and an economic system. What Islamic radicals are involved in is a non-state situation in which they are independent actors with no organized state. But the government uses this, you know, Cheney uses it, Bush uses it, Rumsfeld uses it, because we remember it, and it's a good selling point, and it sells well, never mind the fact that it has no fact and basis to it. I mean, there's no organized Islamic fascist situation that's going on out there, because all of these groups, you know, and particularly Al-Qaeda, doesn't run a country. They may be based in countries, but they don't run countries. I mean, fascism is a state-based type of situation.
Sure. Okay.
What they're doing is they're being less than truthful with us.
Isn't that their history?
Well, they're very much into selling points, and they're very much into manufacturing consent, and they're very much into getting things out there that they think will stick and that they think will fly, and they're very, very, very much into scaring the bejesus out of us without really offering or doing anything practical in order to mitigate those fears and to take care of things. And my example would be no port security.
That's right.
You know, lack security around power plants, nuclear. I mean, you could get out, you know, the list and list and list of the infrastructure of this country that's vulnerable is out there, and they have no excuses. They have nowhere to fall back because they basically run everything. So who are they going to blame it on?
Good question.
Well, they try to blame it on us. They try to say, well, you know, they don't want to vote for this, and they don't want. That's why they make these outlandish statements. They make these outlandish statements. I have finally come to the conclusion that they make these outlandish statements because they have no other place to go. So that's the reason these talking heads get on and say things like, well, you're praying for another Katrina. You're hoping for high gas prices. You're hoping for an Al-Qaeda victory. You're hoping that the Taliban resurfaces in Afghanistan. You know, you're hoping for bad economic figures. You're hoping for the worst. When in reality, nobody out there, and it doesn't make any difference where you sit on the issues, nobody out there feels that way. No one is thinking that way. No one feels that way. But they make those statements because they can't own up to the situation that they have, that they've governed over since 9/11 happened 5 years ago. And this terrible war they've got us stuck in, I mean, they're stuck. What are they going to say to us?
It's attack, 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 but we can't defend.
Well, they have nothing to defend. You can't.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you can't defend something if there's nothing there to do it. And I maintain that every time they hit us with one of those talking points, like, well, we'll fight them over there so we don't have to fight them here, then you know what? We just hit them back that's a tacit admission that you can't fight the war here because we're unprotected and you haven't done your job. You know, we just got to stand up to them, Ginger. That's all we have to do. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
Appreciate
bye.
It. All right. And I mean it. Stand up to them. All right. Democrats, religion, and open phones. All coming around the corner here at AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
Looking for a reason to try online dating? Match.com has 15 million of them. What are 15 million members? And now, here's one more.
You do want to make a good first impression. You do want to step up and put your best foot forward.
Dr. Phil is on Match.com. His insights inspire millions every day. For a limited time, Match.com will guarantee you'll find someone special within 6 months or will give you 6 months free. Join Match.com today, the number one site for love. Visit Match.com for details.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Except another terrorism-related theme, the treatment of the prisoners being held at Guantanamo Bay.
I'm Mark Knoller at the White House. Spokesman Tony Snow says President Bush will make an enormous amount of news in his speech on terrorism today. It's a response to the Supreme Court decision in June, throwing out the procedures by which military commissions were to put suspected terrorists on trial. The administration plans to ask Congress to enact new rules that the court will accept.
Well, the Iraqi government had said that Al-Qaeda's number two man in the country was nabbed sometime last week. In truth, says Major General William Caldwell, the suspect was arrested in June, and he says there's more.
There are other people in captivity right now that have not been announced. The government of Iraq has not made an announcement about that they, in fact, have detained and are currently exploiting them for intelligence value.
There's been more violence around Iraq today. At least 9 people have been killed, 39 wounded in twin Baghdad bomb blasts. The military has gone outside the ranks to try to pull recruits in. CBS's Jim Shanaby has that story.
It's the latest controversy surrounding the war in Iraq, the use of private recruiters, headhunters, if you will, to get young people interested in the military. The Washington Post reports this started more than a year ago as a test of how well the private recruiters might do when compared to the regular recruiting channels. One thing is for sure, the private recruiters have more incentive, including big bonuses. One headhunter received a $10,000 reward for signing up 9 recruits. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
A no-go for today's planned launch of the next space shuttle mission. We're live with CBS News correspondent Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center.
Engineers are troubleshooting a possible short circuit in one of the shuttle's 3 power-generating fuel cells. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood says it's not something you just go out and fix.
They'll either decide to fly as is, or probably they would have to replace it. Now, replacing it requires them to get into the payload bay under the floor of the cargo bay.
But that could mean a roll back to the vehicle assembly building and a possible scrub until late October, something NASA desperately hopes to avoid. Live at the Kennedy Space Center, Peter King, CBS News.
The father of crocodile hunter Steve Irwin says his son was a regular bloke who wouldn't have wanted a lot of hoopla surrounding his burial.
The state funeral would be refused.
And Australian Broadcasting says Irwin's widow has turned down the offer of a state funeral for her husband killed Monday by a stingray. It was one of those Hollywood moments. You remember it, Rocky. Sylvester Stallone runs up the steps of the Philadelphia Art Museum, raising his arms in triumph. There is a statue depicting that, but after spending time at various spots around the city of brotherly love, it's been in storage. Critics say it's kitschy. Today, the city's art commission may approve putting that statue permanently at the foot of the museum steps. Checking Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 46, the Nasdaq off 22. This is CBS News.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day, no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office has arrested three teenage boys who say they are responsible for damaging 38 school buses in the Cherry Creek District. 19-year-olds Timothy Lawless, Joseph Prentice, and Benjamin Mills, all facing felony charges for spraying fire extinguishers inside the buses and breaking several windows. In all, about $15,000 worth of damage. Sheriff Grayson Robinson says he hopes the district attorney demands restitution.
But these are 19-year-old young men. We have 19-year-old young men serving in Iraq, serving our freedom, and then these three decide that it's because they're bored, they want to break up public property.
That vandalism took place about 2:30 in the morning. Back on August 4th, video from neighboring businesses' surveillance cameras helped identify the three suspects. Speaking of Iraq, Fort Carson losing another soldier to the war. 19-year-old Private Nicholas Medeiros of Wilton, Connecticut, was on foot patrol in Bakuba when the Pentagon says an IED detonated near him. At your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update, I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We're wrapping up the commute pretty nicely now with clearing along the Boulder Turnpike. They did get that wreck out of the way westbound at Sheridan. It's still pretty busy eastbound into town. Eastbound I-70 also at Sheridan. We had an earlier collision. They got that one out of your traffic lanes pretty quickly. We do have some braking now around Brighton. Got a new problem northbound 25. Watch out for it at 6th Street. We also had some slowing eastbound C-470 at University. Security wait time at DIA today, 5 minutes. Weather park.
Quality. Value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Talk, and it's nice to have you along this morning. With a leading poll showing only one in four Americans viewing the Democratic Party as a friendly place for religion, former chairman of the Democratic Party, David Wilhelm, and a broad-based group of Christian Democratic activists are starting an internet effort to organize religious voters whose views might be compatible with Democrats. The site, FaithfulDemocrats.com, kicked off yesterday and showcases theologians, party strategists, political leaders, and bloggers in hopes of conducting a national discussion on politics and faith. And we're joined this morning by co-chair, Reverend Senator Roy Herron, now the Democratic floor leader in the Tennessee Senate. Roy has authored numerous laws enabling health care, attacking crime, helping victims, protecting children, empowering whistleblowers, and defending freedoms. The former minister is an attorney and a businessman who teaches at the Vanderbilt University's Law and Divinity Schools. Roy is also the author of many books, including How Can a Christian Be in Politics? And let's welcome the Reverend to the show. Reverend, it's good to have you on. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, sir. Honored to be with you.
By the way, let me ask you, how's Harold Ford's senatorial campaign doing there in Tennessee?
It's an interesting race. I think we're going to have a very interesting fall. He's obviously a very talented young man, and he's working very hard. And he's got an opponent on the other side who's also a hard worker. And I think Tennessee's going to be an interesting place to watch this fall.
So you think that race will end up being tight?
It sure is now, depending on which poll you believe. But one is narrowly ahead or the other is narrowly ahead. I think it's very close right now, and I expect it to be right on through the fall.
Mm. All right. Well, that's good news. At least it's neck and neck, and that's helpful. Let's talk here about Democrats and religion. Why do you think it is that people who are evangelicals, people who are religious, have a tendency to write off the Democratic Party? Is it because of our strong stance of the separation of church and state? I mean, would that be one of the reasons? Why do you think that is?
I think there are a number of reasons. You may recall that back in 1976, Jimmy Carter, a Democrat, was elected with the help of many evangelicals who were very comfortable with him as a person of deep faith, strong convictions, and who was concerned about working people in this country. Since then, what we've seen is many Democrats have been reluctant, myself included, quite frankly, to talk too much about our faith. There's a quote attributed to Thomas Jefferson that of a dinner guest, they said, the more he professed his honesty, the more we counted our silver. And I think it's that way. When politicians start talking about their faith, people are right to be cautious. Are we seeking to be used by God, or are we seeking to use God? And so a lot of us have been hesitant to bring our faith explicitly into the public forum. And as a result, there have been some very clever, intelligent, and unfortunately very capable folks who've been willing to use religion in the name of the Republican Party and particular candidates. And I plead guilty to having left that field open for them to do that on too many occasions. I think that's part of it. I think there is a greater appreciation for what Jefferson called the separation of church and state among many Democrats. But I also think that when Jefferson talked about that and when the founders created the First Amendment, they were not trying to protect the government from being shaped by our faith. They were trying to protect our religion and our faith and our independence of thought from being interfered with by the government. I think that's really the concern.
They wanted to keep the two separate. They wanted to keep the two away from each other. And yet, you do have a drive by some who I like to call on the authoritarian right, who want to fuse this stuff. I mean, I think a perfect example is Catherine Harris, who's running for the Senate in Florida. Made a statement here a couple of weeks ago that there's no separation of church and state in the Constitution. That's a lie. And I find it through my experience that if you criticize somebody like that, or if you make any comments in general about the separation of church and state, no matter how much pain you go to try to point out that you're only talking about a segment of people, not a whole religion, somebody inevitably gets offended and thinks you're talking about them.
Well, I believe in both the clauses, the First Amendment clauses dealing with religion and the Constitution. I believe in the Free Exercise Clause, and I also believe in the prohibition of establishment by the government of the state religion. I think those two clauses are important. Also, however, as a person of faith, I think it's important that I bring my deepest values to bear on the most important of issues. And, there was a time when we did that. And most of us Democrats thought that was appropriate. When Dr. King was organizing in African-American churches in the South seeking civil rights, we supported that. On the other hand, when you hear preachers get up in the pulpit, and this has been happening, sir, in my state and in many other places, I've heard from Democrats, devout Christians from any number of states and places. When preachers get up and proclaim that you cannot be a Democrat and be a Christian, that's not preaching the good news. That's preaching the bad. That's telling people that their politics prohibits them from being what they are, which is people of deep faith. And that's what really got me involved in this. I just finally decided I could no longer be silent, that we had to speak up and address these issues, and we had to say, when preachers get up and proclaim the bad news that Democrats cannot be Christians, then we have to just simply say that's heresy, that's not scripture, that's not faithful, that's not truth. And so that's part of what this site's about, at least for me. And, you know, I consider myself somebody who was raised by people of faith and seeks to raise my children as people of faith, and I don't appreciate politicians, whether they're preachers or not, standing up and trying to tell me that just because I have values of justice and mercy and committed to fairness in this country and committed to trying to make sure that the least of these, every American citizen, is able to fulfill his God-given potential, I don't appreciate them telling me I can't be a Christian. That's just not true. And the church runs a grave risk, I believe, when it prostitutes itself to one political party, whichever party that might be.
9:14, 14 minutes after 9 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking to co-chair, Reverend Senator Roy Herron. He is part of a group called FaithfulDemocrats.com. That's the website. And how do we in the Democratic Party, number one, get the message out that it's okay to be religious? And number two, how do we fight that about, well, if you're a Democrat, you can't be religious? I mean, how do we fight that?
Well, my own perspective is that those of us who are people of faith ought to be looking to the book. We ought to look for scripture, and we ought to ground our commitments, whether in church or out of church, in scripture. And so if you look at the Pentateuch and the teachings, the earliest laws of the people of Israel, there was enormous concern, and there were legal protections for the widow, the sojourner, the orphan, the poor. If you look at the 8th century prophets, particularly Hosea, Amos, Micah, an enormous cry for justice, a commitment to those who are being treated unfairly. If you move into the New Testament, you look at the Gospels, particularly the Gospel of Luke, concern for women, concern for anybody who's underprivileged, concern for the poor. If you go to the very back of the book and look at 1 John 3:16, many are familiar with John 3:16, the Gospel of John 3:16, about God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Fewer are familiar with 1 John 3:16, the epistle, which proclaims that how can you have the world's goods and see your brother or sister in need and do not share them? How does the love of God abide in you? I mean, there's a commitment to justice. There's a commitment to love that those of us who are people of faith, and this particular website is focused on Christian people, there's the language, there's the basis, there's where we ought to be moving out from and advocating from. I think that's where we look. And when people realize Democrats aren't afraid to read Scripture or base their values right there in that which is most important to many of us, I think then people will find some comfort level with us.
How did the GOP monopolize all of this? How did this happen?
I think it's been a combination of things. I think one is that Karl Rove, Ralph Reed, and others have been very smart to realize that they could define the Democrats as devils and the Christians as Republicans. They could win elections, and unfortunately they've been very successful in that. I think part of it is that some of us have not spoken out as forcefully as we should have. I think part of it is the position of many Democrats on abortion, and the position of some Democrats on gay marriage, and I think those things have given them the wedge issues that they've wielded very effectively.
How do I, as somebody who supports a woman's right to choose and is not doesn't feel affected at all about the subject of gay marriage, I mean, I'm all for it because I don't see it as affecting my world. How do I sit down with somebody of deep faith, and how do we belong to the same party, and how do we reconcile that?
Well, you know, there's an expression that's often used by people in politics that the Democratic Party is a big tent, and I think that's true, and it should be. I also think that the Christian Church should be a big steeple, because our God is certainly not so small that God can be captured by one political party or one particular view on a particular issue. You know, I happen to be pro-life. I do think that there are times when the government ought to keep its nose out of it, when a woman's life is in danger, when she's the victim of rape or incest. My co-chair is a straight down the line pro-choice. He's my friend. He's my brother. He's somebody I respect. We just happen to see that issue differently. My wife and I went through a situation where a physician recommended that we abort our twins and said they would not live. And in fact, twice recommended we abort them. By the grace of God, we got with a great physician named Sal Lombardi, and he saved our babies. They're now 16 years old, and last night I coached them in their first cross-country meet of the season. We've had different experiences. My wife and I watched so many ultrasounds. We're pretty conservative on that issue. But, you know, the truth of it is, whatever your views are on abortion, right now, essentially, that issue is determined by the U.S. Supreme Court. And there's really not much we can do legislatively. There's some things we can do around the edges, but the fundamental issue is decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. On the issue of gay marriage, in Tennessee, where I live, we've not had one gay couple married in the 210 years history of this state. It's going to be prohibited in our Constitution. It's already prohibited in our statutes. When you figure the U.S. Supreme Court controls one issue, and in the other, it's a non-issue, effectively, at least where I live, then let's talk about those issues that really are crucial to people of faith and should be to Democrats. Since George Bush became president, 29 plants in my district have closed or had mass layoffs. I just got word last week it looks like there will be another 2,000 jobs lost unless something changes. I represent nine rural counties. We're not well off financially. Our leading exports are our jobs and our young people. This country's got to turn around. Piling up debt on the backs of our children. I've got three little boys. Piling up debts on the back of our children like this administration has, that's currently serving, taking the world's largest surpluses and then turning them into the world's largest deficits. That's not biblical values. There's nothing biblical about piling debts on the back of your children, leaving them worse off than you found them. There are a lot of issues that I think we as Democrats ought to be able to unite on, having to do with justice, having to do with fairness, having to do with health care for people and jobs and giving people an opportunity. That's what we ought to be about.
So we unite on those, and we don't allow the Republican or the authoritarian right to drive wedges between us over quote-unquote wedge issues.
I think that's right. And I think we have to be honest with people. We may differ, some of us, on abortion, but we need to acknowledge that and simply recognize that the U.S. Court's largely going to decide that issue. And then and gay marriage, quite frankly, in Tennessee, is a political issue, but it is not a legal issue, not allowed now, not going to be allowed in the future. Those are two issues. Those are the major polarizing issues. That's what happens with those. Now what do we talk about? Let's talk about what's affecting people every day. I just got off the phone with a school principal. I'm trying to find out how my youngest son is doing in school on the basis of the standardized test they've just done. How our children are educated, that's doggone important. It's going to affect their future enormously. And there are huge differences between what Democrats have done historically and what we're committed to doing today and what Republicans are on the issues of education. Huge differences in terms of our commitment to justice and fairness and to treating people with dignity and respect and trying to bring out the God-given potential in every American citizen.
Boy, I can't dispute any of that. And FaithfulDemocrats.com, you don't even have to be Christian to go to that site, right? I mean, anybody can go and learn and read and participate, correct?
Absolutely. Now, it is a site that is oriented toward, by, and for, not exclusively for, but for Christians. And quite frankly, the problems that we're seeing in this country, the folks whose religion has gotten kind of messed up by the Republican misleading and heresy, it is people of my own faith. It is Christians who are being misled. It is Christians who are hearing heresy from the pulpit, proclaiming that you have to be a Republican to be a Christian. And so some of us who are Christians are seeking to address others who share our faith. We're not trying to exclude other people. It's not that we don't think that our Jewish brothers and sisters and others are not important. But the truth of it is this country has narrowly put ourselves in the hands of this administration, the Bush-Cheney administration. The difference has been not with people of other faiths. The difference has been because Christians have been unwilling, uncomfortable. I see a significant number of them have been unwilling, uncomfortable voting for Democrats. And we've got to address that problem. We've got to, not because of the politics of it, but because of the future of the country and the future of the church. If the church becomes prostituted to one political party, it's not going to be faithful. And that's not God's will, I don't believe. If this country continues to let one party rule in the way they're ruling in Washington right now, it's not good for the future of this country. So what we're trying to lift up are the deepest and most important values out of the Christian tradition, the deepest and most important values out of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution.
Wow. Sounds great. You know what? You're a marvelous human being. You really are. Thank you for being on the program. Really do appreciate you being here to talk about this, and would love to just have you back anytime to talk more on this subject, because I could talk for hours on it. Thank you so very, very much, Reverend Senator Roy Herron. Thank you so much for being on the show.
A privilege to be with you, and I appreciate this opportunity very much. Look forward to talking with you again.
You got it. Thank you so much, sir.
All right, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. There's the Reverend Senator Roy Herron. You can go to faithfuldemocrats.com if you want to participate. You're Christian. You want to participate in the discussion. You might want to give this to some of your this website to some of your authoritarian right-wing Christian friends, faithfuldemocrats.com, and get them to log on and see what they think. All right, it's open phones for the last 35 or 40 minutes we're together. 303-713-7600. I've got two.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-344-9121. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. and so can you with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, and you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008.
1-800-226-9008. Steve in Sedalia. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good.
First, I just want to say, you know, kudos to you for getting this out there. First time I called you was the beginning of summer, and this was the exact subject that I called about, was the fact that we as Democrats, we didn't get eliminated from being part of the faithful. I'm a lifelong Christian, and I like to refer to myself as a follower of Christ because I don't like to be grouped in with especially the authoritarian Christians, most of which are my friends. So I'm a democratic Christian, which is in their mind an oxymoron. We have to start getting back into the discussion and the debate and say, look, we're not all a bunch of heathens. It's not just about Christianity too. No matter what your faith is, if you're faithful, you know, you can be involved in politics and you can disagree on the abortion and the gay marriage and all of that sort of stuff. But if we gave the Republicans the moral high ground, and we have to take that back and start, you know, dialoguing about the fact that you don't have a monopoly on faith. That as you know, as believers in a higher power, whatever your higher power may be, and being of different political philosophies, you know, and start pulling some of the people that are moderate Republicans who are unhappy with what's going on and the authoritarian right taking over politics, which, you know, quite frankly, I'm a firm believer in the separation of church and state. I believe it was God's idea first before it was our founding fathers. And you know, we have to start getting back the ground that we lost. And keeping this at the forefront.
Well, I agree 100%. I think one of the ways to do that, and I don't always do it and should, and I think everybody should start thinking about that. We have things that face this country that should be cast as moral issues, not political issues. For instance, the amount of children who live in the United States of America who do not have adequate health care. That's a moral question.
Absolutely.
The amount of poverty we have here. This is a moral question. Medical, you know, health care, a health care system that takes care of needs and wants, that, you know, this is and eliminates people's suffering. This is a moral question.
It absolutely is.
And we should cast it as being that. My problem, here's what my problem is, Steve. I don't know enough of the New Testament, and I don't know enough about the Bible to be able to wheel back around and say to a caller or say to somebody in a discussion, well, wait a minute, there are over 17,000 quotes about aiding the poor. Here's a couple of them. Here's 20 of them. Why don't you guys live up to this stuff?
Well, that's the point is right on the money. And here's the thing. You know, I know that I read my Bible every day. I'm no Bible scholar by any means, but I read my Bible every day. I spend time in prayer and you know, seeking God's wisdom. And if you look at the teachings of Christ, they are so much in line with what Democrats believe. You know, taking care of the poor, taking care of those that can't take care of themselves. And the thing about the vast majority of the authoritarian Christians, They're hypocrites to the nth degree. You know, our president says, you know, it's your money. You should be able to do with it what you want. Well, if you look at what the Bible teaches, the Bible says, no, everything, and if you're a Christian, this is what you're to believe. Everything that you have, everything that you own belongs to God, not to you, and you're to use it to to further the kingdom. You know, so it's more about hypocrisy on their part than it is about anything else. The Bible teaches this. It says, don't worry about the splinter in your neighbor's eye when you've got that big old frickin' log in your own eye.
Yeah, and I've heard that, and I've heard that quote before. And I think the other thing is to turn to some of these folks and say to them, you know what? If you consider yourself to be religious and a moral person, you're letting your morality down by allowing these things to happen within the borders of your own country where you have control. And also, you're allowing things to happen in other countries in your name where you do have control. Steve, I got to run, man. Thank you. Great call. Call me again.
You're doing a great job, brother.
All right. God bless you, man.
God bless you.
Steve. See you later. And I think there's room for religion in the Democratic Party. And I know a lot of people who are religious who are great, great people and very understanding and very kind. But as I said before, you know, what we need to start doing is we just need to start casting some of these questions that are out there facing us as moral questions. And maybe I should, and the rest of us who don't, maybe we should start doing some homework and get some scriptural background here, get some scriptural grounding and some ammunition to turn around and to say to people, well, listen, you know, there are these quotes in the Bible, and here's a couple of them, and how come you guys don't honor those quotes? You know, how come your prayer Sundays that you hold are not about this kind of stuff?
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
They're running along in the 60s and 70s right now. It's a 10-minute drive on 225, making your way through Aurora between I-70 and I-25. You've got nothing to worry about on 36 in and out of Boulder. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Shelter Insurance will provide you with a free auto, home, or life insurance.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8830. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6/106.
You'll never miss another minute of the J. Marvin Show. That's because every hour is now on AM760.net.
Love this song. Love it. Let us play the whole damn thing.
Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers, someone who's there. Feeling unknown and you're all alone, flesh and bone, by the telephone. Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer.
Play Johnny Cash.
Take second best.
But he did not do that song originally. I can't remember who originally did it.
Things on your
Depeche Mode, that's right. 9:39, 39 minutes before the hour. High today, 81, partly sunny skies. All right, back to the phones. Open phones. Let's go to Greg in Denver. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hello, Greg.
Jay, how are you?
Fine.
Good. Hey, a few things. First, Steve is absolutely right. I don't have the exact scripture, Jay, but you want to look at when God said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and render unto me what is mine. Y'all, and that's basically declaring the separation between church and state before the Constitution was written. But you also want to look at where God said, obey the laws of your land and the sovereignty of that land, but you also must obey his will for humanity and the laws for humanity. So I don't know where those two scriptures are. I'm going to be trying to find them, and I'll try to get back to you when I find them.
All right, do it.
The second thing is this, is Bill Ritter has the outstanding record on fighting crime. I don't know what these guys are talking about, but I don't have the exact years, but it's between the year of 1996 to 1998 where Bill Ritter used the RICO law, which is the racketeering law, to bring down Northeast Denver's most violent street gang, which was the Bloods gang. And if you go and look at the Denver Post or the Rocky Mountain News or Channel 7 or any of those things, but particularly Rocky Mountain News, their headline at that time was Down Goes the Bloods Gang. That was front page in bold print, Down Goes the Bloods Gang. And that was Bill Ritter using the RICO law to bring that gang down. He's got an excellent record on crime. They're still in jail right now, and I know that for a fact.
Well, but don't you understand, these 527s are not interested in the truth. They're interested in smearing, and that's what they do, and that's what the Trailhead Group does. They smear.
Exactly. I just wanted to point that out for anybody who wanted to look it up, because he has a record on it, and it's fact, and all of the local news channels can prove it, because they covered it.
All right, Greg. Thanks, man.
Hey, you got it.
Great call. Let's go to Pastor Floyd in Denver. Pastor, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, good morning. God bless you. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm praising Jesus Christ. Now, if anybody is praising him, they know what I'm talking about, because whenever you're praising him, see, he brings you into a new world. You're a lot, before you're praising him, see, your mind is about worldly things, and you really walking in darkness, and you really don't know your head from your toe when you're out there without Jesus. You know, but once you get into the Word of God and really let the Word of God get in you, and once you got the Holy Spirit within you, then you will be able to understand things that is going on. You know, because Jesus, he is the light. He said, I'm the way.
Yeah, but you gotta act on his words. That's the whole thing. And there are a lot of people in this country who claim to be followers of his who don't act on his words. Would you agree there?
100%. He said, everybody who cries, Lord, Lord, shall not enter into the kingdom of God. So therefore, that he himself said everybody's not going to react upon his word. He himself said there'd be many false prophets around. He himself said that if Satan's going around like a roaring lion, seeking to devour whomsoever he will. And he's doing a good job at it because people putting self first and leaving Jesus out.
Well, I can't disagree with that. That's why we need a change in leadership in this country.
Well, you know, like Jesus said, the scribes and the Pharisees sat in Moses' seat. Your Moses was the one that God had chosen to lead the people back in those days, but once Moses got left and all these other folks started getting in office, they had no God at all in them, and things just became chaotic. No church and religions, they say, don't mix, but church and religion does mix. You know, because if you put God first and do things God's way, then things will go right. Do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. You know, now that is his way. Now, the way, when we start look at the world, are they doing that? Are we doing that?
No, I think the answer would be no.
Yeah, you're right about that. And the main reason is because we're born in sin and we're shaped in iniquity. You know, you do things just because you have inherited part of Adam's sin.
Yeah, but you know what? See, there. See, now we'll start to. You and I will have to start to like diverge here, and we're not crossing paths because I don't think that I was born into sin, and I don't think that I was born into iniquity. I don't believe that at all. I'm sorry. In all due respect, I just don't think that's true.
Do you think you're born in paradise?
I think babies are born pure of heart and clean of mind, and that their surroundings dictate what they do. I don't think they're born sinners. No, I'm sorry, I don't agree with that.
So you're born in sin.
No, I don't agree with that. I don't think you are born in sin.
That's what Jesus said.
Well, okay, but that's all right. But I'm not a follower of Jesus, so it's okay.
Not yet. I think that one of these days you might. You know,
no, I don't think that's going to happen, sir. You know what? And I've had this tried on me before, and this is where I always have trouble. Is that what I would ask you to do? Is I honor your beliefs, and I'm being courteous to you, and I would ask that you honor my beliefs. And the fact that I do not accept Jesus Christ as my Savior, and to leave it at that, and that no amount of proselytizing that you will do over the phone with me will get me to be convinced to see things your way. I only ask that you honor my right to believe as I do, just as I will honor your right to believe as you do.
I honor and I respect you, but you just totally are blinded. You know, the more of
God's see, that's, right. No, telling me that I'm blinded is not honoring my right. There's, once again, there's an example of, you know, because I have nowhere in this conversation said that you are wrong. I've just said I just don't agree with you. There's a difference between that. Now, I could wheel back around and I could say, you know, something, you're wrong, but I'm not saying that. And so to say to me that I'm blind is showing lack of respect.
Do you know what's in the Bible?
Yes, I know what's in the Bible. I've read it.
What do you actually know what is in the Bible?
It doesn't make any difference whether I know what's in the Bible or I don't know what's in the Bible. What it makes a difference is what I personally, as a grown adult in the United States of America, believe. And the fact is that I give you the respect to honor what you believe, and you can honor what you believe, and you can practice it and have it within your home and have it among your friends and speak about it publicly. But the thing is, you know, you cannot turn around and proselytize to me because you're showing disrespect for my beliefs.
What Jesus said, go out all the world.
No, I don't care what Jesus said. I'm asking you to please to honor my beliefs and to have more and to have respect for me. And if you can't have respect for me, then that says more about you than it does about me.
Can I call you Saul? Saul used to be just like you. The man.
No, you can't call me Saul. Saul is not my name. Can I call you Arthur?
You can call me whatever you want, but just don't let me be late to make it to heaven. Yeah, because there is a heaven and there is a hell, and right now you're on your way there.
Oh, I'm going to hell. Is that what you're telling me?
Jesus says that.
Yeah, Jesus says that, but it's coming out of your human mouth that I'm going to hell. And this is exactly what I was talking about yesterday, and now we have exactly reached the point you know, where things now start to disintegrate and get ugly because I'm going to hell. You know what? You don't have the power to judge whether I'm going to hell. Don't speak in somebody else's voice and use somebody else's words and somebody else's thoughts. You're not empowered to decide whether I go to hell, go to heaven, or wherever I go. You don't possess that power. You're not God. You're a man.
Gosh. Well,
you're a man, sir. You are a man, sir. You have flaws. You have problems. You are not in the position to judge whether I'm going to go to heaven, hell, or any other place.
Your battle against God, not mine. I'm just sharing his word.
No, what you're doing is you're quoting something that in order to condemn another human being and in order to either A, to make yourself feel good, to think that you're walking in the, you know, in the light of Jesus or whatever it is. And the fact is, you are a human being, sir. You do not have the infinite wisdom nor guidance to predict whether I'm going to go to heaven or hell or wherever I'm going.
True. But you're supposed to be a host. You should have self-control. You're a wise.
I have plenty of self-control.
A wise man will hear and increase his learning. But fools despise wisdom.
You know what? You can quote all the cliches to me that you want to quote to me, but the fact is what touches off my anger, what inflames me, is the fact that you refuse to give me the basic courtesy which you yourself would demand on a daily basis of another human being, which is a respect for that human being's beliefs and a respect for that human being's thoughts.
Well, Jesus said, whosoever will, let him come. You know, so you have the option to believe what you hear or don't. You know, I'm just saying what the Bible says.
Well, you can tell me all you want what the Bible says, but you know something? What you need to do is take a good look inside yourself. And what was that quote that an earlier caller had?
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Both sides of the highway across Highlands Ranch, and no worries on the turnpike or in and around Boulder right now. Well, the forecast, partly sunny, some scattered storms later on today, a high of 82, partly cloudy tonight, low 52, partly cloudy again tomorrow, another afternoon rain chance, and a high in the upper 70s, that way right through the weekend. Right now it's 64 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Take a hike, a ride, a walk. Kaiser Permanente would like you to remember.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at PC-Answers.com. That's PC-Answers.com. 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at Troubleshooter.com.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-220-1174. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174.
Just Don, all kinds of hardworking folks there, ready to help you out. Sherry and Finance, I mean, they're all really good, hardworking people. And they're passionate about what they sell, and they're passionate about what they do. And they're family-owned and operated since 1982, and they've been open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. It's a place for you to go, and you can see the inventory and pre-qualify for a car loan. As for Steve, he handles all of that. Rockies Autos, they're great folks, and if you haven't tried them, do, because you know what? You'll come back time and time again, just like we have, just like our friends do, because they are number one when it comes not only to volume, but also, you know what? to just making you, the customer, happy. That's their secret. They just want to make you happy. Rocky's Autos, corner 63rd and Federal.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Imagine living that life now and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine. I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks and not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free DVD, The 3 Secrets to Making Money in the Stock Market. And with your DVD, I'll also include a free 30-day trial to my stock investor website. Together, this is a $139 value, but for a limited time, you can get both for free. Unlike other free offers, my 64-minute DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction that's easy to follow. In it, I show you step-by-step how to make money trading stocks using my stock investor website. To get your free DVD and free 30-day trial to my stock investor website, call 1-800-366-4183. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-366-4183. That's 1-800-366-4183.
Confronting issues with an arsenal of opinion. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:53. 53 minutes past the hour. High today, 81. Partly sunny skies. And it's open phones. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Paul in Estes Park. Paul, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
How are you?
Great. Hey, show's sounding great. You're sounding great. You've had some interesting callers in the last few minutes.
Yeah, well, it takes all kinds, man.
Well, it does. And, I picked up on Senator Herron and, you know, his talking about wanting people of faith, especially Christians, to be able to find a comfortable place in the Democratic Party. And it's a great idea, and more power to them. Unfortunately, I think what's making an awful lot of people of faith feel uncomfortable in the Democratic Party is a basic split, and that you kind of experienced it this morning, between people who are conservative, take scripture very literally and are very fundamentalist in their interpretation, and those who are liberal and take a more open and a mixture, if you will, of the literal and the metaphorical in scripture. And, you know, and I think that's going on really across all Judeo-Christian religions right now. In Judaism, there's a strain of fundamentalism that's sprung up, and there's a very progressive wing of Judaism. And in the mainline churches, the Episcopal Church, Methodist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, etc., you're seeing this same divide opening up, and even in the Roman Catholic Church. And I think for Christians to feel comfortable in the Democratic Party, they're going to have to articulate, you know, where in that mix or divide they feel most comfortable, and can the Democratic Party resonate for them in what they hold most dearly. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but Rabbi Michael Lerner.
Right, yes. He's written an excellent book on this subject.
Yeah, the Left Hand of God.
Yep, exactly.
And he's really put his finger on exactly this kind of issue, and wanting people of faith, no matter what their faith, who are liberal and progressive, to re-engage with that political process.
Well, I think we can re-engage, and I don't think there's any problem with that, because as the Reverend from Tennessee pointed out, I mean, there's a lot that we can rally around. There's a lot that we can get enthused about where we all have kind of the same feelings, and there's definitely got to be biblical scripture to support some of those feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But when you run into a guy like the last caller who basically doesn't really want to pay you any respect, but basically what they want to do is just want to hammer you over the head, well, you know, what's going to end up happening there is he's going to inevitably, you're going to get the middle finger. I mean, because nobody wants that.
Well, not to leap too closely to his defense, I think that comes out of a genuine desire to see people living the life that they experience and they feel is described in Scripture when someone has become a follower of Christ. And
that possibly in a heavy dose of ego.
Well, there's always a little bit of that for all of us who start believing that we're speaking for God.
I mean, you know, I wouldn't dare be prepared to speak for God. I would only recommend to somebody, well, look, you know what, read the Old Testament or, read the New Testament. But I wouldn't speak for God like that guy was. You can't pass those judgments on people.
Yeah, you know? when we on the judgments, we're going wrong. Jesus said, judge not lest you be judged.
That's right.
Leave the judgment to him.
I got to run, Paul. Call me again and we'll talk about this some more.
Cool. God bless you.
All right. Take
Bye-bye.
Care. God bless you. All right, that's it for this morning. Back tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. Al Franken is next. Have a wonderful day. Make sure you go to thinkprogress.org/ABC. Let ABC know. Tell ABC. That's thinkprogress.org/tellABC. And let's get this ridiculous 9/11 docudrama stopped.
The Army National Guard.
My name is Cheryl Hatcher. I joined the National Guard because of September 11th. I wanted to make the difference in the world. The Guard is a huge help to the community. It's amazing just the support that we give to the community and that the community gives to us. If you were someone coming to me saying, I want to join the Guard, I would absolutely say that it's really one of the best decisions. We're going to give you your education. No, there's no way of saying, you know, I can't afford it. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Distributed Generation Systems reminds listeners that when dealing with breast cancer, early detection is the key to survival. If you don't find it, you can't fight it. Your basic knowledge and awareness are vital to detection. Know the symptoms, warning signs, and what to feel and look for during self-exams. If you're unsure, talk with your healthcare